I got a new book. That's the sound of my new book. The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children, okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off, you piece of shit.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
I don't feel very well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel bloated, but I felt bloated for the last 2 days.
Howdy doody.
Hey, what's up there, Stewie Stew?
I'm all right, the Dookie Duke. I bet you thought that was a pre-recorded message then, didn't you?
I did. You mean it wasn't?
I know. No, it wasn't.
Wow.
I am recording.
Why'd you play it again? I really need to sort out this freaking soundboard. I can't see where anything is anymore.
I am recording.
Are you recording, Chini? Because usually I hear you do the...
I'm so flat today.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Let's skip that and just go right to the show.
No,
everybody ready?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, here we go.
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Yeah, come on, people. Let's do it, come on.
Welcome, y'all, to the Veteran Gamers. Juju, Chini, and the fellas will tell you about every single game that you play this week. News, reviews, and an indie pick. Stew story time and Chini's game breakers. Here comes Duke with the soundbite saviors.
Oh yeah.
It's the Veteran Gamers.
Oh yeah.
It's the Veteran Gamers.
Oh yeah.
It's the Veteran Gamers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's the Veteran Gamers. Switch that console up before you have to press repeat, yo.
Shut the fuck up, kid! Hello and welcome to episode 739 of the Veteran Gamers Podcast.
Yeah, 739, baby! What's happening? I'm Duke.
I'm Stu.
Chini.
And that's Chini, who's not feeling real well today. I'm sorry, Chini. I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah.
Not well today.
You're like an old flat tire, aren't you, today?
Yep.
All deflated.
Black and rubbery.
Black.
It happens to the best of us. We have off days sometimes, and all you can do is just keep pushing. And, you know, Winston Churchill said, go ahead.
I just feel bloated, and I felt bloated for like 2-3 days. And I was feeling all right this morning. I was like, oh, I feel a bit better this morning. And then I had a sausage sandwich. And I feel like it's bread.
Sausage sandwich.
I feel like bread is the problem.
Maybe it was the sausage.
No, I feel like I eat too much bread.
At what point do you go to the doctor? Like, if you don't feel well tomorrow, will you go to the doctor?
Well, I've got this whole B12 deficiency thing going on. I don't know if I've ever told you about that.
No, you've never mentioned it. I never knew. When did this happen?
We are into this.
Health. It's time to talk about health.
And so
about a year ago, I started getting like tingles all over my feet and hands and stuff. And I was like, huh, that's not good. And then I went the doctor. I think I've told this, bro. I went to the doctor. Anyway.
What? You've never told this story before.
It's possible you've told us and we forgot. But
several times.
Oh, Stu's making a joke. I think I have.
Oh, I didn't realize.
You
anyway,
mentioned it more than once.
I forgot. So
at least Stu listens and Duke
jokes on.
Yeah, Duke doesn't listen to anything.
So the short story is I went to the doctor and 52 is what you, the minimum is what you're supposed to have, whatever measurement this is of B12.
Okay. Yes.
15 is critical. You should go to hospital. And I had 17.
Wow. It's lucky you were at the doctor at the time.
Yeah. Another couple of weeks or so, I'd have been hospitalized.
To be fair, Chini, everybody's got a B12 deficiency because we live in a fucking country where there's barely any sunshine.
Well, that's
vitamin
D. That's not
B12.
That's vitamin D. No, it affects B12 as well.
Yeah, but you get B12 from your diet. And when I look at the diet, like I'm like, well, that makes sense because I eat none of that shit.
Because you're a fussy eater.
I'm not a fussy eater anymore.
You fucking are a fussy eater.
I'm not a fussy eater. Just because I didn't grow up eating liver and shit like you did.
Hey, you can't beat a pig's trotter. That's what I say.
Anyway, so it's coming back. Like the whole tingling thing. And I was like, well, I've got like an injection coming up soon. So that should knock it out. Then I had the injection. For a couple of days, I was fine, and then it was. Then it came back again. So now I have to go back to the doctor and say, "Sort that shit out." And now I've got this bloated thing. And we're going into story time now.
Or maybe, Ginny, you should eat the shit that's got B12 in it. Maybe you should start.
Well,
doing
I don't
that.
Like
my
scallops.
Favorite time. It's story time.
Story time.
I don't like scallops. Jeff.
Right, let's have a look. I'm going to have a look now. What are foods high in B12? Let's see what you've got to eat, isn't it?
Go on.
Foods by the way, I looked up normal B12 levels, and they said normal values are 160 to 950 picograms so, per milliliter.
What does any of this mean? Sense.
I know, right? Well, you were mentioning 15 whatever. I was trying to find the actual numbers that doctors might use other than 15.
What the fuck is B12 on this document? Hold on. B7. God, there's a lot of Bs. B12. There we go. B12,
right? Good foods for B12. Nutritional yeast, cereal, clams, milk, salmon, fish, beef, yogurt, shellfish, chicken,
fish,
mushrooms,
milk,
peas,
eggs,
spinach.
So I don't have eggs. I don't really drink milk very often.
Go
much.
Get some eggs. There are
what about
stores
meat?
Near you that
you,
probably
you eat
sell
meat?
Them.
No, but it's got to be beef, not any meat. It's got to be beef.
Well, what's up with beef?
I don't really have beef.
Well, do you never have mince in anything? You never have chili or bolognese the or only, anything like
that? Yeah, but maybe, but like mainly it's
what about a good steak? What's wrong with a piece of steak?
A lot of my family don't eat meat, so if I have it, it's like usually like a vegan or a plant-based one or whatever. So the only time I'll have it is when I have a burger or something.
What about a bit of fruit? You can have it in fruit. It's in fruit.
Which fruit?
I don't know. It just says
it's going to be a crap one, isn't it?
But as far as vitamin B12 is not found. It's not found in fruit.
So
sorry,
according to WebMD, there are. It's harder to get your B12 from food if you're on a plant-based diet. However,
I'm not solely on a plant-based diet.
No, I know. I'm just, this is the part of the website. Fermented food, tempeh, nori, dried sheets of seaweed.
Oh, it sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Okay,
you know
fine.
What? I'd rather have a fucking
fine.
Injection
eggs,
in
poultry.
Me.
Eggs, poultry.
No,
yogurt,
don't
milk,
eat a milk
and
omelet, man.
You don't
Jesus
have a lot of choices
Christ,
here, Chinny.
Do
you want to resolve your B12 deficiency or not?
You two would be awful doctors.
Here we go. Hey, liver and kidney.
All right,
there
little Mikey.
Go. Nice.
In order for you to feel better, you're going to have to eat some foods that you don't normally eat. So,
yeah,
which of these
go.
Sounds best for you?
Or I could have an injection every 3 months.
What about a tuna sandwich?
That would certainly make our friends at the pharmaceutical industries happy because that's their answer to everything.
Yeah.
The trouble is a trouble, Chinny. This is your problem.
Here's the
problem.
This is why I shouldn't mention anything on that.
You can keep having the injections up your ass, right?
It's not up my ass.
but you're not changing your lifestyle to actually solve the problem, are you? You're just having injections up your ass.
Well, if he's getting the vitamins through the injection.
Well, I guess. Up his ass.
It's not up my ass.
I agree that it would be better to do.
What about
yogurts?
What about yogurts? Do you like yogurts?
I like yogurts, yeah.
Well, eat yogurt then.
Go to the store and stock up on a whole bunch of delicious yogurt and have three a day.
Yeah.
There's a step forward in a dietary fashion.
Granola, because it's found
in
seeds.
I feel you,
Chinny.
I don't like changing my diet. My doctor told me that my cholesterol was high and my blood pressure was high. So I had to cut all soup out, including ramen, which I love. I had to, start changing the foods I eat, cut down on cheese and mayonnaise and stuff. And, I think I've done a very good job. I think I've, dropped my numbers, hopefully.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chinny, right?
God, I feel so much better.
if you had a three egg omelet, that's
with a big hunk of cheese in the middle.
60% of your vitamin B12 that you need on a daily basis.
Well,
three eggs. That's all you know.
That's basically rocket science to me. I can't put an omelet together.
What about a hard boiled egg? Can you not eat a hard boiled egg?
No, that's disgusting.
Why?
Well, you just don't like eggs.
I'm not cool and Luke, right?
What about a Scotch egg? What about a Scotch
egg? He was
egg?
The guy who
got meat round it.
I filmed this guy, this VIP guy, he earns 20 million a week or something, I don't know, at a business this week, and they put on this lovely buffet, and they did these like little scrambled the egg type pie things. I don't know what, I'll show you a picture, because I took a picture of them, Stu.
I can't say as I've ever heard of a scrambled egg pie.
No, I don't know what it is, it's like just some sort
of quiche?
Little, No, I don't. Hold on. Let it catch up.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It says here, should you take vitamin...
Dude, look at the video. Look at the video. That.
That looks like a croque monsieur or something.
I don't know, but I enjoyed that. It had ham in it.
Yeah, it's a croque monsieur. It looks like a croque monsieur.
I like that.
But that's not got egg in it.
Well,
it's
all
cheese.
Right, so then...
Oh, it's cheese. That's probably why I like it.
Cheese is also a source of B12.
Jeez. But listen, Chinny, look, right. This is what it says. Yeah. It said, should you take vitamin...
Dr. Fowler, yes.
Vitamin B12 supplements. So it says, vitamin B12, I recommend for people who are at risk of vitamin B12 deficiency, including...
That's Chinny.
Me.
That's older Michael adults. Chin. It just says on the website.
People called Chinny. People who are pregnant or called Chinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Vegetarians and vegans or Chinny. Mm. Or people with intestinal conditions or Chinny. Just basically Chinny. That's what it says here.
Yeah. Well, that's
Do you
the
take
thing,
supplements? Like... Do you take supplements?
Yeah, I am. I've started to now. Yeah, yeah. Well, but it's just...
Well, I hope it helps.
I don't know. I just feel cack. But anyway, story time.
I've got some health news. You haven't asked me about health news.
Well, we'll go to your health news on your health section.
You're there with your Poncy B.
Attention, new listeners. We will talk about video games soon.
Right.
Please don't switch off.
So, what I was going to say, because we could always go back to health news.
Oh, okay.
It's not a linear format.
Stu is a subject by subject person. He's not a person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can't organize the show by subject. It's like mixing your foods. You can't mix your foods, man.
Right now, we're going to do a shout out.
It's time for a shout out. Hey!
I want to say thanks to
Jacinta. Oh, man.
It's all about flow, Stu. So, if in a flow.
Yeah, don't you know?
You don't cock block it and go, oh, I've got health news. My heart's give up or whatever. Right? So, this happened about 2 hours ago. Okay. I'm in the living room playing with Rosa, and then Tara's outside trying to clean a car because she's selling her car. Ooh. And then the burglar alarm goes off.
Uh-oh. Oh, someone had broken.
Is that
the problem is... Since
was he
moved...
travelers?
Everyone starts dancing when the burglar alarm goes off.
The problem is, as soon as we've got this house, we've never touched the burglar alarm. We don't pay for the burglar alarm. We don't know anything to do.
Do you know
with
the code to turn it
off? No.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. How was it even set?
Because I don't know.
Because they set it before they moved in. Someone set it.
No, because it would have been going off constantly because as soon as it hit a sensor.
I don't know.
There's
only
one spot where it gets tripped.
It's never gone off. We didn't even think it was online. It's on, actually, but we never thought it was like on because you have to subscribe to it to be on.
Yeah, right, sure. Oh. The AI presumably only goes off when the AI recognizes somebody holding a chainsaw. So someone came up with a chainsaw on it. Whoop,
I shouldn't have given Rosa that little toy chainsaw.
Exactly.
I pick up Rosa because I don't want to leave her in the room. I go into the hall.
Dude, you are not very good with your instincts. Adults just run. Let the kid deal with it.
No, well, he wanted a shield in case there was someone out in the house.
Yeah, right. I run into the hall and I'm like, oh my God, it's so much louder in the hall. So I quickly run outside to the front.
Oh, no.
Tara's still there hoovering away. And I'm like, Tara, the fucking alarm. Right, and she's like, oh, I thought that was a different.
Oh, is that what that is?
Like, I didn't know.
I thought you were having a rave or something inside.
Yeah, she did.
Comes in and like, whoa. And she goes next door because our next door neighbor is quite a handyman sort of type guy. Because I've got the baby and we're plugging away at this thing, and I was like, I don't want this baby to like go deaf because of this. It's so loud. So we're in the living room, it's because it's a lot quieter in there for her. So, and then she said, oh, they're trying to contact the person who used to own the house. Why don't you try and switch it off? So she has Rosa, and then I look, and then I feel like shit. I'm bloated. My foot's are tingling, all this sort of stuff. Jesus. And then I go down into the basement, which is, by the way, a spider hotel at the moment.
Is it kind of just whoa? Is the board for your burglar alarm not next to your front door where you can activate?
Yeah, it is. But that just wasn't responding to you. It just went, alarm is active. Good luck. Right? And I was like, let's just turn it off.
I predict you have a headache.
I predict you're bloated as fuck. Why don't you eat some
You should
fish?
Have some poultry to get rid of that B12 deficiency.
Why don't try some eggs?
Eggs.
So I thought I'll just switch it off at the main, right? So I switched the fuse off that said burglar alarm.
Good idea.
nothing. Right? It's just still going.
Oh, God.
Right? And I was like, I'm sure I remember that there is a battery attached to Burgo Alarms.
Oh, yeah, they
just
do.
Just
in case the electric goes off and someone breaks in your house.
Yeah. So, or someone tries to cut the power to your house and then rob
correct.
It.
Correct.
So then I couldn't find
it. Or someone flicks the switch that says burglar alarm.
Do we want to keep running
more likely,
through all the scenarios?
Instead of snipping the power, they would probably use the chainsaw to cut the power, to be fair.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, break it completely.
At this point, I just let them. I just like, just take whatever. All right. Just
have
whatever. I don't
good.
Care. So then I'm like, oh, okay, I need to take this panel off. Alarm's still going off,
wow.
by the way. All right.
Panel off.
And I still feel like shit, by the way. So I go upstairs. And I get like two screwdrivers that I think could do it. One's too big, one's too small. Fuck's sake,
no.
I can't do this. Then I have to go.
And the whole time.
Yeah. So I come up here because I got my drill in here, which has a little screwdriver attachment to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, I'll fucking saw this thing off if I have to. And
take
then
a page from Stu's PC repair.
Yeah, man, hacksaw. That's what.
And
you
I know
need.
This is first world problems, but this is like four flights of stairs at this point, right? So I'm like,
nice.
You're
panicking.
Going from the basement to the first floor to the attic, which is where I am now, and then all the way back down, and then undo it, clip the battery out, gone. But the problem is that's also connected to the lights in the basement, so I have no idea where I can't see. So in the darkness,
you need some of them orbital headsets with the lights on the side.
How weird is that? The battery.
Well, they run out of like little things, didn't they? Breakers to put it on, I suppose. But I smack my hand off the side.
Oh.
So, you know when because you can't see it.
Yeah.
I smack my hand so hard off the side. I went. Fuck this body. I wish I could just rip my brain out and pump myself in a different body. Just
jar,
do that.
Man.
You know what they do in Get Out? But they don't have to be black. Just like anybody. Anyone.
I don't know if that's the lesson from Get Out. Won't it be nice?
No, it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
What I took away from the movie Get Out was, wasn't it great to swap bodies?
The sunken place is a really cool place to hang out. I really want to go
there. It's a great place. Just let me do that. Oh, my God.
No, it's Futurama, man. You want to be a head in a jar.
Yeah. I just want to be like the $6 million man. Where I just replace belly with like a new belly.
Yeah,
put
well,
like, put
an
new
AI
feet, new
filtration supercomputer.
New nervous system. Like, that'd be great. Anyway, Stu,
anyway.
Are you dying? How's your health?
No, the opposite, in fact.
Mm. Ooh,
the opposite.
Good news on the health
good.
Front?
Opposite.
Oh, yeah.
So thing is, right, I had to go for like a yearly checkup at the doctor's. So they it was everything. It was like four vials of blood.
This is a video game show, by the way.
Yeah, four vials of blood, right? And then...
Right. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth Holmes, for not ever figuring out the whole drop of blood thing.
Yeah, four vials of that shit.
Yes.
And then she said, then she gave me a little cup and a syringe, right? And she went, take this home with you and you need to wee in that and then put it in the syringe and stick it in this bag and bring it back, right? And I went, I live in Leyland, right, which is about 7 miles away. And I'm like, I'm not going all the way home. And can I not just do it here?
Yeah,
and she
really?
Went, oh,
in reception?
Well, you could do, I guess. She said, just go in the toilet and do it. And I'm like, of course I'm going to go in the toilet.
That
I ain't going all
procedure,
the way home.
Just go pee in this?
Yeah, exactly. I said,
that's
look,
so weird.
I can do a wee. I can do one now.
Really.
I'm fine.
Jesus Christ. The people who normally go to that clinic like unable to urinate on command?
Who knows? Who knows?
I can't go. You're watching me.
So
well, I assume they go to the bathroom.
So I started doing it. She's like, whoa, go in the toilet. What's the matter with you?
You had to be told to go to the bathroom
I
in order
did
to piss.
It's a joke. I didn't do it in front of her.
Hey, that tells you something about my impressions of you, Steve.
You laughed, though. You laughed. It was a good joke.
I
you
did
laughed.
Laugh.
So what I did, I lobbed my dick out and put it on the reception
desk. Said, weigh this.
So needless to say, I went in the toilet and did the urine thing.
Well, you
did. And
it
then,
was to say,
right, and then,
know.
Right, it was in this syringe and you had to syringe it up out of the cup.
Oh.
Right?
Why?
So
why can't she just pour it in the
bag?
Well, what you got? You can't just pour it in a bag. They've got to.
She
test
said
it.
To put
Duke,
the
Duke.
Syringe in the. Oh, just the syringe in the.
Oh, no, the
Duke,
syringe
it's
is
the
what's
NHS.
Well,
in the
they
United
do,
States. But, in the United States, when they tell you to pee in a cup, you just bring the cup back and they go, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
usually.
It.
But it's the NHS, they don't want to do the work. It's,
no, they don't.
Know,
I guess
they
not.
Don't
so, here's the thing. When it was
I had to diagnose myself.
When it was fully extended,
yes.
It wouldn't fit in the bag. But it wouldn't fit, my penis. It wouldn't fit in the bag, man. It was too big for the bag.
Right.
So like, I had to stretch the bag around it and then seal it, right? And then there was a big bump at the top. It just looked all kinds of weird.
This is a weird Such conversation. A bizarre
story.
So I dropped Sad off for itself. So she got all my blood, got me piss. Okay. Everything right. was good.
Yes.
And I
what
had
about,
to go...
What about rectal what about juice?
No, thank sample? God, no. Yeah, okay. Thank God, no.
Plasma?
So,
what about mucus?
I had
Did
to...
you give her some...
What about, like, a bit of food between your
no,
teeth? Did
she
you
didn't.
Need that?
Mucus
so this was. This was on the Thursday, and then I had to go back the following Tuesday, which was this week on Tuesday, right? Right? She had to gotcha. Go back to get the results and have the full checkup with the nurse,
yes,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
So here's the funny thing, right? So I walked right. in to see the nurse.
How
right?
else was yes. she going to do it?
Exactly. Sits down, right? And she's like, "All right, yeah. Yeah, you've come for your results of your blood test. Have you, everything's
she sounds,
all right.
She sounds awfully cocky, Stu.
She was, right? This was the best bit, though. So then she says, she said, "Oh, is it atrial fibrillation? No, she said, "Have you got hypertension?" That's what she said. "Have you got hypertension?" And I went, "No." And she went, "Oh." So she's looking, so you see her squinting at me notes, right? And she went, and then she went, oh, you've got heart failure, haven't you? And I'm like, yes, that's me.
That's the right? one.
Correct.
Right, and she went,
you win a
and
prize.
Then she went, and you could see the concern on her face, right? And then she went, if you have any issues ever in the future, don't ask for me.
What?
Like, I was like, right. She went, yes, no, you'd need to.
I'm not even a nurse.
And even if you did ask for me, well, I'd only send you in to see the doctor. So, you know, just ask for the doctor.
Do I have to be talking to you right now, lady?
Just ask the doctor. Right. And I'm like, yeah, don't. I said, like, don't worry. I've got a cardiac nurse. So I just ask her because she's an expert in it. So that's the person I'd probably ask.
Why are you meeting with her in the first place?
So she was very, for my yearly checkup. Yearly
I know,
checkup.
But if she's so squeamish
up.
About heart issues, tell
exactly.
her.
Exactly. I was like, well, I think she was worried about just, I'll be
Maybe
honest.
She was confessing. She was like, by the way, I don't know anything. I've got this job.
I know nothing about heart stuff.
I've lied my way through medical school.
Flagging it.
I'll be honest. Flagging I think she thought I was going to have a sudden cardiac arrest just sat there in front of me. You know what I mean? Like,
so.
That could be a thing.
So
that
does that mean
happen.
She won't deal with people who have, like, irritable bowel syndrome because they might start shitting everywhere?
Maybe.
She won't deal with someone
maybe.
Who has a problem with their bladder because they might start pissing everywhere?
Anyway, so here's the
I
news.
I just don't like dealing
so
with sick people,
news.
Really.
So here's the news. Everything okay. was perfect. I mean, I didn't have, I was nowhere near pre-diabetic.
Awesome.
My cholesterol was perfect. My That's liver great. Function was fine. My kidneys Yay. Were fine. I had all the vitamins I need. There was no deficiencies in any of my vitamins or anything.
Not even B12?
And then... No, nothing. Everything
wow.
was perfect. And so there was no markers. And she said, right? This is what she said. She said,
you've got the best B12 I've ever seen in my life.
This very rarely happens. So this Ooh. Very rarely. She said, someone of your age said, there's usually something. And I went, there
yeah.
is. I've got heart failure.
You have fixed
love.
All
I've
of
got,
your health care
I've got heart failure.
So you're saying I'm indestructible.
So then she did my blood pressure, right? And my blood pressure was 109 over 65, right? Which is yes. perfect. And
only then she went, Stu could give a report from the doctor, which is like, I'm perfect.
And then
I
she went,
won
I
the doctor.
And then she went,
such a
she went, well, even that's all right. And I'm like, of course it is. What you
okay, wait a minute. You just said it was all right. She said it was all right. You said it was perfect. Which is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is perfect. It's 109. It's
such a swat, Stu. Such a swat.
It is perfect.
Such a teacher's
so,
pet.
I am tip-top apart from my dodgy ticker.
Google search told me that as a general guide, this is the NHS, ideal blood pressure is considered to be between 90/60 and 120/80.
Yeah.
So you're in that range, but there's
mine
no
was
perfect
109
blood
over
pressure.
65.
No,
but
no, no, no,
it,
Duke, no, no, they stopped, they closed the
no,
GP.
That
and
is
they
perfect.
Said, this
oh,
is
no,
the
no,
most
no.
perfect
in the range.
Blood pressure.
Right.
It is very
between 90 to 120 healthy. Over 60 to 80. Right. Okay.
Duke, they closed yeah. the practice and rang everybody.
That's it. Mine was found the perfect heart.
We found the most it's perfect right, blood pressure.
Can I just wow. say, mine was 109 over 65. So that is, you
go
know.
Go ahead, say it. Yes, say that.
Very good.
Yes, it's
very
good. Okay, we're very proud of you, Stu. Well done.
I know.
Checkup.
I've got amazing.
I remember.
It is awesome that you made those changes and worked hard to overcome this medical problem you had, and that's awesome. So, yes, kudos.
Do you want a medal, Stu?
Yes, I'd like. Right. Can you send one in the post, please?
Okay, right, we're ready to move on now, right?
Actually, that's never going to happen.
I got No,
that's never going to happen, is it?
There's still people waiting for jumpers and sweatshirts and shit off you, so you know what I mean.
No,
I thought you meant when I
said,
can we talk about video games now? You're like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, probably isn't it?
I bet the jumpers and t-shirts, I sent two of them. I can't remember who, but I sent two of them.
What do you want, a medal?
Bad.
Yeah, do you want? Yeah, you'd never get one to anyone.
I
want to
share. I had a health check, right? I had a health check like years ago. This was years ago before
I was dying. Before you had your B12 deficiency.
Yeah. And she checked my cholesterol and she said such a weird thing, right?
Your cholesterol is so sexy.
No, she said, well, you'll never die of a heart attack.
Well, I mean, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. No, that's good. Like,
well, no, she said your cholesterol is really good.
No, that's what I mean. That's a good
thing. Good right now.
And what I want to do.
If I
have a heart attack, I want to phone her up and go,
you lie.
I'm dying, but I want you to know. Fuck you.
You said I'd never.
No, my last request, I'd grab Tara and be like, ring this number and tell her I did die.
To be fair, though, she said die of a heart attack. If you just had one, that doesn't quite count.
What you should have done in that moment is to say, all right, I've written it down on this piece of paper. If I do, you owe my family $10 million. How confident are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just stuck with me. I just remember thinking, well, you can't guarantee that. You're
that's
mad
a
woman.
That's a weird
anyway,
thing to say to a patient.
Let's talk about bloody video games, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Come on, let's talk
Where
about
are
it.
You going? Story time's over, isn't it?
What you been playing?
Who's going first?
I'll go first because I've got a lot on my list.
First. Okay.
I've got a lot on my list.
All right.
I'm going to start with, and I didn't think I'd say this, I have finished a game this week.
Lovely.
I know.
You want a medal?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing quite, yeah, I do.
Was it bluey?
No, it was. No, it definitely wasn't bluey. But it
did
was.
Did you watch a bluey?
It was close because it was close to the sun. I finished that game.
Wow.
Is that
purpose?
The one that. I thought you said you hated it.
Well, I didn't actually hate it, but I wasn't enamored.
I was just bored and found it stupid, but you know.
But
why
I've
did you finish
quite,
it? What were you thinking?
I'll be honest, right? I'll totally tell you why I finished it. Because I got fair way in when I was doing it for Play My Game Bitch, right?
Yes.
And then when I looked it up, it only lasts 3 hours, right? And most of the chapters are only about 30 minutes long. So I was just like, well, I'm intrigued enough to try and find out what's happening, you know, find out what's happening. And I'll be honest, it
was... Is it worth it?
Not really. It was all right. So basically, did you get as far as talking to the dude on the intercom thing? And there's a dude that comes on his own and he's going, oh, never mind your sister. If you come and say,
yeah, I think I did. I think I got that. Yeah.
And all that shit, right? But then he's like, but you're
like,
he's
a paedophile.
No, man. So you're like, I've got to get my sister first, though, but then I'll come and get you. And he's like, no, that's fine. I'll help you. So he helps you, but then he fucking tries to kill you. So when you finally get to this dude, well, your sister gets back. Spoilers for Closer to Sun, but your sister gets killed anyway.
All right. We should get spoilers for Closer to Sun.
So she gets fucked up, right? And you see her get killed. So that's
you actually see her get killed.
Yeah, you see. You watch her.
How does she die?
So basically, she tells you to come and meet her in this lab thing, like a medical.
She get bored to death.
And then there's a glass. There's like a glass partition. You're on these glass screens, like viewing platform things.
And somebody beats her to death with a golf club.
And basically, what they've done is they've fucked up all of like physics and stuff. And there's all these weird creatures coming through this rift onto the boat, and that's what's killing everyone. So that's what killed everybody.
Oh no!
And while she's there, a rift opens because it's so unstable.
That's
and then these monsters.
They tried
come
to
out.
Keep you from coming in. They wrote the word quarantine real big. You ignored
it.
But they throw her. They throw her against a viewing thing that you're looking through, and she like smashes into it, and then slowly slides down in her blood.
If there's something said massive letters quarantine with blood on it,
so much
I'd be like,
turn around and go home.
My brother's fine.
He has my number.
He's
got
my number.
If you get an achievement, it's like you did the smart thing. The end.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go ahead. She gets killed.
So
right?
She gets killed, and then the dude goes, don't worry, I can help you get off this boat. We'll do it together. Come and meet me in this tall building shit. Right. So he says, you can see me. So you have to run for it, right? And there's these fucking chase sequences with these creature things, which are a pain in the ass, right? And not enjoyable at all. Like, totally frustrating.
Right.
And sometimes it's split second time. And if you just mess it up or just hit a little bit of the scenery, you're dead.
And then
you have to do it all again, right? And it happens quite often. So anyway, you do this chase sequence. You get to him, And then he double crosses you and whacks you over the head and leaves you for dead, right? While this rift is happening. And all these people are in, and he's like, fuck you. I just wanted your sister's notes. I don't give no shit about you.
Damn.
So I know. So he gets all your notes and then he fucks off with those. And he's going, but it doesn't make any sense though, because he's like evil, but he's trying to fix it, right? But why is he then evil?
It's not that he's
understand.
Evil, it's that he's like driven to accomplish his goal. Like all God great knows. Men.
So he wants to fix it, but he's crap at it, so he's making it worse.
Yes.
And then is it Thomas Edison, whoever it is, I can't remember the name
Tesla.
Of the scientist.
Nikola Tesla.
So he comes over the intercom and
Frank Skinner. Frank Skinner.
Don't worry. He's double crossed you, but I'll help you, Rose, or whatever your name is. I'll help you. So you then go up to this tower, and then, oh, yeah, before that, Chapter 8. Oh, my God, right. I wanted to kill it. I wanted to kill Chapter 8, can I just say?
The whole chapter. Too,
yeah, the fucking chapter needs to die.
Fuck this, I'm done.
I'll be honest with you, Stu. I sort of drifted off about 2 minutes ago.
I was close. Can I just say, I was close.
Yes, okay. But it was worth it because...
It wasn't. So, Chapter 8, right, there's a bit where you have to leg it down the... Right, you have to run past this creature who's coming through a window, run down some stairs,
okay.
Flick a switch without stopping and get through the door, right? If you hit, and there's all these bits of scenery in a way, if you hit any tiny bit of it, you fail.
Oh, geez.
And it took me, no word of a lie, about 30 goes to do it.
Oh, my God.
Before I finally did it.
And at no point
honestly.
Did you think, you know what, I'm just going to leave this alone.
I nearly did. I nearly did.
But
I'm
must
like,
conquer
I'm two,
this game.
I'm two chapters off the end now. It's like probably 30
that's
minutes if I do it without stone.
That's 30 minutes of your life you never get back.
I just want to bring in, sorry, Stu, I know you, but there's Fraser.
I'm mid-flow, man. I'm mid-flow.
Sorry, you are mid-flow. I'll let you carry on.
I'm mid-flow.
Go.
So you get to the end, right? You kill the dude. He gets electrocuted.
Yes. Oh,
you blow this shit up. You escape off the boat. And then Nikola Tesla, even though he appears that he's been killed, hasn't been killed.
Oh, right? Plot twist.
So you're like, what? What is going on? So you're saying to him, but how are you not dead or whatever? Because he was in the explosion of the tower and it all went critical. And he just said, and then you're like, what about my sister? And you said my sister might survive. How can she survive when she's already dead? And he just does some cryptic bullshit. And then the game ends and that were it.
That sounds cat.
Yeah, but at least I finished it. It's another game done. I don't know.
So in the chat we have Ian, James Bevan, Pillow of Soft, who said, put it on your gravestone, Nurse Lloyd. That's about me.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Yeah, good.
Fraser says...
Although, to be fair, that would be pretty funny on any tombstone. So.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good, actually. Fraser said, Oil Savaloy. Fraser wouldn't put up with this bullshit with this game, Stu.
No, he wouldn't
have played this game.
He wouldn't have got past chapter one, I don't
think. No, he would have been this shit.
Smart people quit after chapter one. So.
Fraser's from the Seal podcast, everyone.
Yeah.
Seal podcast. Give it a download. Yeah. I always skip the first 20 minutes because they talk about football, but apart from that, it's pretty great.
Can you imagine, though, having a video game podcast where you load the first 20 minutes with bullshit that people don't care
about? Honestly, get professional. Talking about the games.
Exactly.
You know?
All right,
and
anything
also,
else to say about
Close
to the Sun?
Also, don't be a
there,
podcast where one of the hosts doesn't play anything because of stupid family reasons.
Yeah, really. And then comes on to whinge about, I'm bloated.
I'm bloated. I'm running up four flights of stairs.
Professional.
I don't know how my house works.
Yeah. I don't know how to do this. Where's the screwdriver?
I assume you're done with Close to the Sun, Stu?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to talk because Chinny's played fuck all.
I have played one thing.
Well, I know. Yes, I can see that. But can I assume... I don't get this. I don't see it on either of y'all's lists. And I don't... Maybe it's just a given that you played it. Did y'all play Return to Grace?
No.
Nope.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In the chat, we said, let's pick another game. And you said Close to Return to Grace, Stu. Okay. So I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
I've been busy. No, we'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week. Play it. I've got so much to say about it. That's all I'm going to say for now. But
well, I played Bluey, by the way.
I did not play Bluey. I have nothing to say about Bluey, and neither does Chinny, apparently. So you can talk about Bluey in a minute. But
I'll tell you how shit that game is.
Please play Return to Grace. Everybody out there, it's 2 hours.
Okay.
I'm really curious to talk about it next week. I have a lot. I've got like three pages. Okay. I've got 3 pages of notes. Seriously.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's
right. Wow. Yeah, yes. We'll play it for next week.
So play it, finish it. Let's talk about it. You promise, Jimmy?
Wow, finish it even.
I promise I will play it for next week.
Okay.
And that's the Scout's promise.
All right. Okay. Well, I play Rocket League. I play Destiny 2. There's nothing new to talk about with those. So instead, I will move on to Delivery Inc.
Ooh.
Yes.
Have we played this before? Is this not the thing we played before?
No. You're thinking of Total Accurate Delivery Service.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
And I talked about European Truck Simulator 2 last week. But this week, they had it on special on Steam. And I was looking at it, and I'm hemming and hawing. And I'm like, all right, fine. Let's just do it. Let's cross the Rubicon. Let's pull the trigger, man. Let's make this happen. So this is a game from the same developers as 911112, whatever the fuck it is.
Do you know? I mean, do you know what? As soon as I saw this come on screen, then I thought, God, this looks like that.
It's exactly like Stummies.
And the twist is?
It's a much bigger pill.
Yeah, it's exactly like 911, except instead of sending police officers to get shot at by psychopaths on meth, you're sending cars to pick up people who are psychopaths who demand heated seats.
All right, so you're not delivering stuff.
You are, hang on, let me just explain, wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
No, there's three things that need to be delivered before we get to the DLC, which I don't have and I probably won't buy, but who knows. You can deliver people, you can deliver packages, you can deliver food. And sometimes you have to deliver like combinations of those things.
I see.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you're managing all these different cars. You're the dispatcher, basically, and something will show up on the map. And first of all, these maps are all real cities. So you can download any city you want. And like, I looked up the tiny little town we live in here in Wisconsin, and like, it has that town. And I was like, damn, okay, I see you. So, yeah. And, you know, things will pop up and it'll be like the hot food icon shows up and then you can send a car to that location. If it gets there too quickly, it will tell you the food's not ready yet. And then the car will just wait. And then when the food is ready, you'll load it in. Yeah. And then, you know, it has a delivery address as soon as you take the job. Like as soon as, you know, the food's ready, it'll load it into the car and then you'll go to the delivery address. But I had a driver who had a negative trait. Each driver has positive and negative traits. And this driver's negative trait was scatterbrained. And I was like, and so food wasn't getting delivered. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Turns out the scatterbrained person needed to be told where to drop the food off. So
I see.
It's
so is this like if Chini were driving your car, then? Is that
I beg your fucking pardon.
I know that would be the case. It wasn't about disarming a burglar alarm. In that case, yes.
Chini would have been perfect for that.
Right.
So I have this person, the scattergrain person, I was like, I'm having them on the side. They'll be available if I need them. But in the meantime, if I don't need them, I'm not using them. Fuck that person. But then I realized, no, I should have them delivering food because then you can level them up. And when you level someone up, one of the perks you get when you level up is remove one of the negative traits. So eventually I was able to train the negative trait out of the person by leveling them up. Amusingly, one of the other negative traits is allergies, so they can't deliver food because they have allergies. You know, they have allergies.
That does sound like
foods.
Me. That does.
Yeah, exactly.
It does
there
sound like Chini, doesn't it? Scatterbrained and allergic.
Yeah. So I was like, well, wait a minute. You're not going to be able to.
Did it say a massive twat next to it as well?
No, that was the stew car. Anyway, hey-o. But I was like, you can't like train someone not to be allergic. Well, in this game, you can. It makes perfect sense to be.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was ridiculous, but it was fun. Yeah, this is a lot more fun than I thought it would be. And I think it's because it's less stressful.
Yeah.
Than 911 dispatch, because, you know, there aren't people dying or, you know, suffering.
It just looks boring. I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's just cars moving around.
People that want it, for the audio listeners, it looks like you're looking at Google Maps. Or like, you know, when you order an Uber and you follow the car on the map.
Yeah, it literally is that.
Well, that's what the game is. And it's just a management game, so it's obviously not going to be for everybody. But I found it actually pretty enjoyable. They have special scenarios too, so that when you play the campaign, you're building up to New Year's Eve, and then on New Year's Eve, like everybody wants to go to Times Square in New York, and you're in New York for the first campaign level. And there's this other dude who's like fucking with you, and he puts up flyers that are like, this service is shit, don't go with them. And you have the choice to like pay him off or fight back. And the mayor's talking to you and you're like, can you help me fuck with this dude? And he's like, I can't be involved in that personally, but what if you try this? So it's kind of
interesting. Why is there a police car on the map?
Well, there's police cars everywhere. And if you are running late, you can tell your driver to step on it. And there's like a switch in the bottom right corner of the screen you can click to make the car go faster. But if you cross paths with a cop, you will get busted and you'll have a ticket.
You know how that feels in real life.
I think we all do. Have you all never gotten tickets? Hey,
so. Nope. So
somebody got pulled over in front of my house today.
Well, all right then.
Me and Rosa watched that person get a ticket.
Unfold.
Yeah, dude.
No, I've never had a speeding.
Well, we're very proud.
Life.
Perfect checkup at the doctor. Never gotten speeding. Isn't this too amazing?
Yeah.
I've been pulled over once, and he breathalyzed me, and I was like, "Good luck with that, buddy." And then
you're an officer. I'm never going to die of a heart attack. So fuck you.
Yeah. Also, and he said, "I'm feeling generous today. I ain't going to give you. Have you got any points on your license?" I says, "Oh, actually, I have, because I went for a red light about a week before that. So I had like points on my license, 3 points on my license." And then he said, "Do you want any more?" And I went, "Yeah, pile them on, dickhead."
Flats, aren't they? I got years.
Why did you ask me that, you knob?
This is years and years ago, right? I got pulled up.
Was Stu saying something earlier about flow? Go ahead, Stu.
Yeah, pulled up on my motorbike when I was about 17, 18, right?
Yes.
And I had a bald tire. There was a bald spot on one of my tires.
You had a motorbike?
I did. I used to ride a motorbike.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I know.
Revelations
are coming out. We've been doing this show for 60 years, and I feel like we know about everything.
It was when I was 18. It's a long time ago.
I was a
loner. But here's the thing, right? I'd been a week before.
I can't see you on a motorbike, Stu. The story stops there.
I know. A week before, I'd noticed this bald spot. So I went to my local motorbike garage to like the dude and I said, "Look, can you change my tire on my wheel? Because there's a bald patch on it." And he went, "Oh, I haven't got one of them in stock, mate. I'll order one in, but it'll probably be Tuesday or whatever." Right. So I was like, I'm like, "Can you not do it sooner?" He's like, "No, I'll have to wait till it comes." So anyway, so I'm riding my bike, stopped at some traffic light, some fucking police car behind me. Obviously sees the frigging bald spot on my tire, gets out of his car, comes round to me, right? While the traffic light's still on red, and he went, "Can you pull over at the next available location after the traffic light's on?"
Oh, I don't think you should be driving that fucking bike.
So no, I can't pull over, fuck you.
So I drives down, I wouldn't have got very far. So I drives down, pulls over, he pulls up behind me, gets off, and he's like, "Do you realise you've got a bald spot on your rear tyre?"
You realise you shouldn't be driving a bike because you never told Mike about
totally
it.
Totally honest, right? So I was like, "Yeah, no, I am aware of that." I went to my local garage to get it fixed and he didn't have one in stock. So there's one ordered and it's coming.
He said, whoa, I want to hear your life story, buddy.
Listen,
no, yes or no.
So he went.
Stu's like, "Wait, listen, come back."
He went, "Not on your bike that though, is it?" Right, and I said, "Well, no, because he doesn't come in yet." And he went, "Yeah." Honestly, I said, "You can ring the garage. You can ring the garage and ask them. You can ring them. I'll give you my name. You can ask them." And he was like, "I haven't got time for that.
You've got time to pull me up."
"Yeah, well, that'll be 3 points on your license. 3 points. We'll sort that out." So he starts writing out this ticket, right?
So we have all gotten in trouble with the law before.
Well, I've never been done for speeding, though.
Hold on.
So then he says, right?
I've never shot anybody, but I have committed murder.
I'm on my way to work. What do I do? And he's like, "Well, you could ride your bike to work, I guess. But, well, I could wait around the corner and then give you another 3 points." Right?
Damn.
I was like, "You fucking twat."
This guy's
right?
A
so
shit.
I said, "Are you really going to do that?" And he went, "No, but I might." And I was just like, "Oh, fuck off." You know, when you're just
officers
like, "You're
of the goddamn law.
You're an absolute twat, right?"
Yeah.
So it's like Cypress Hill said, "This pig harassed the whole neighborhood. This pig chilled at the station."
There was no need to give me those points. He could have said, "That's fine. Make sure you get it done."
Yes.
It was one patch as well. It wasn't like the whole tire was bald. There was just one patch.
Do you think he's prejudiced about people that can't grow beards?
Maybe that's the problem. I definitely didn't have a beard when I was 17 or 18, by the way.
I bet you did.
Well, the point is, nowadays, you're dealing with different kinds of bald spots.
Hey, I don't think you have any room to talk about being bald.
Sure I do. I'm dealing with all sorts of bald hatches. Yeah, well, I'm not. My head. Well, not from this angle. We
can all listen. Put your hat back on. I can't see.
The light is radiating off my skull.
Whoa, you want to be careful. Ginny might start choking that up. Jeez. Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Can I get back to Delivery Inc. now?
We haven't played anything.
We finished Delivery Inc.
No, go on. Carry on.
What more can you say about this
carry
game?
Carry on. Carry on, please.
Holy shit. Is this how this works now? You spent 20 minutes talking about a fucking game by your own admission you didn't enjoy.
It wasn't 20 minutes.
And I'm supposed to stop talking about this game
that
I did enjoy because you had to tell a fascinating story about who pulled you over.
Can we just get along, please?
We've got a lot of games to get through, Duke. Can you
come
on,
Duke. I know, so maybe you should let me get through mine. What the fuck?
Just keep going, keep going.
All right, I will keep going. So here's the thing. First of all, somebody left me a review that was 4 stars, and it tells you at the end of each day, like, here's who left you reviews and here's what they were. And this person said, 4 stars, amazing service. If I could leave 6 stars, I would. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why not leave 5? What are you doing? Well, it's because one of my drivers has a trait that says rude, and it just has a chance to occasionally decrease the stars of the review. So if someone would normally get a 5-star review, they just drops it to 4. Right. And they didn't connect that trait to this person's words in their review. So whatever. It's fine. Another person was like, oh, I had to wait so long for my lunch. I was very disappointed. But it tells you what you delivered. And they were ordering cheesecake. And I'm like, you're mad because your cheesecake lunch took a long time.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm glad you're mad.
Are you not eating cheesecake for lunch? I eat a whole one. What do you think of this B12 deficiency?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then another time, when you place an ad, you can place an ad to get better drivers or to get more business for your delivery company.
I like
it. And when you place an ad, it tells you like, okay, right, you know, it'll give you pre-made messages to put in the ad, and you never see the ad. So the whole, I don't understand why they have these, you know, messages, but you can edit the message. So the first message that I, the first ad that I posted says, shut up and get in. Like, that's the whole
nice
ad for the delivery service. And then I was like, I want to try a different. And I was hoping I would see an ad somehow, but I didn't. So the next one I wrote, you give package, we take. So I had fun with that.
You should have put, like, only idiots apply.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing I'll say is I had someone ordered ice cream, again with the fucking desserts during the lunch rush, and they ordered ice cream, and I delivered it on time, and then they gave me a 4 out of 5 review, and I was like, what the fuck? And there was no text on it, so I'm like, what is this? And then I realized, okay, on all of my cars, I upgraded them to warm seats because there are people who are like, I'll pay $50 extra if I have warm seats. It's actually not I'll pay extra. It's like this commandment, like I must have warm seats. And other people are like, I need a luxury car. It's like, fuck you and your luxury car. But anyway, so I put the seat warmers on all my cars. Apparently, he didn't pick up the ice cream is what happened. And I was like, why not? And then I realized, oh, it's because I have seat warmers. It would melt the ice cream.
Just a minute.
Really?
Whoa. Just a minute.
Yes.
So you still got a 4-star review, even though you didn't even deliver the ice cream.
Well, no. I misremembered it. This is not about someone giving me a review. This was about a situation where someone went to a place, picked up, there were 4 orders of ice cream. The car has 3 heated seats, and there's a trunk slot. So he must have put one of the ice creams in the trunk slot because that's not heated, but then left the others.
Oh, it's only delivered one ice cream.
Yeah, it's a little deeper than just looking at an Uber display.
Well,
it's actually
a pretty
fun game. There's little elements here that keep showing up in different ways. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. And it's not going to be for everybody. I get that. But especially
if
you like
demo?
911. No, there's no demo. You just have to pull.
How much was it?
$10.
Fuck.
Which is still a lot.
I'll tell you what, man.
I know.
I'm just gonna order an Uber and just that's only $7.
Yeah, and you can just watch it arrive on your phone.
There you go. Well, I'm having a lot of fun with Delivery Inc. If anybody out there thinks this might be for you, check it out.
I feel like I'd like this type of game, to be honest. But this feels like sort of like a side game that you'd get on Watch Dogs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
it's like, yes, it does. I get you. It just looks like
that kind of thing. But no, I'd like it. You know, in Assassin's Creed, when you could like send your assassins out and get
them to do
jobs.
Was that really crap one, was it?
No, not the Tower Defense one. I mean, on.
Get
them to do jobs and come back. And
I love that. That's also better. That's in No Man's Sky. There's a lot of games that have this mechanic of like a little bit of management on the side. And again, this isn't for everyone, but here's a tip: if anybody does play this, make liberal use of the pause function, because things are constantly popping up, and if you try to deal with it all in real time, it'll get very overwhelming. But when things pop up, you hit pause, you figure out who's going where, and maybe this person can do it next time, or you figure someone who's idle and you can send them to do it. So it's,
Hello to James Bevan and James Alderman in the chair.
Yeah.
James Bevan said Stu's hidden past. He referred to the bike.
Me, I'm a dodgy motorbike.
I'm going to buy a bike.
I had bikes for about 4 years, to be fair.
We're done with that. Stu, video games. Go.
Yes, video games. So I was like, we talked about playing Dead Island 2 and then realized it wasn't on PC. So I thought, I'll give it a go anyway. It's on Game Pass. It's free to play.
Yes, it is.
It's way better than I was expecting.
No, I've heard it's pretty good.
I was just like, I thought I'll give it half an hour just to have a go of it. Right, and I can say something about it.
Give it a bash.
And I probably played it for about 3 hours.
Get fucked.
I fucking did. No, I was just like, this is pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
I do not and refuse to believe it.
I know. I'll be honest, right? I'm not mad keen on the combat in this game. It's so hit and miss.
First person smashy is not great, is it?
No, it's so inaccurate and you're just whacking shit.
Yeah.
And everything breaks. It's like playing Zelda.
The first person combat is like, you know, when you give like a toddler like a foam sword.
Yeah.
And
It's very satisfying though.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, when you do get a good hit on somebody and it's like smashing, you can chop people's heads off with a knife.
And you can kick.
Yeah. So if you hit them hard enough, like hit them enough times with a knife in the face, eventually the head just flies off. That's pretty good.
If I was in a zombie world, I would want to take every zombie's head off. Like, they look like they're dead, but I don't want to take any chances with that.
But also, the side mission's pretty cool as well. I did this side mission, right, with this dude who was trapped in his mansion, and he was like an old actor who was like paralyzed or something. And he was sat on his roof with a rifle, and he's like, come and help me, right? And there's like, there's a girl down there, go see me. And by the time you get there, the girl's been eaten by zombies anyway. So then you have to kill her as well as a zombie.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Then it's basically a bit like Horde mode. So there's all these zombies coming. You have to just kill them all to obviously save him.
So you're saying is it's a complex game then?
Yeah, it's very complex. There's a lot of zombie killing.
You have to. Let me ask you this: how do you send the cars out to pick up the food, Stu?
Yeah, there's definitely none of that. You befriend this like celebrity woman who's like a newscaster or interviewer or something.
Right,
some celebrity woman. So she's like, "Oh, come and live. Come to my house if you need anywhere to stay. Come to my house." So you sort of kill a load of zombies. Then you make your way to her house.
Okay.
And then this rapper dude turns up. So rapper dude turns up. Who turns out to be the dude who can get your shit. So he's like,
in the first one, his song was "Who Do You Voodoo, Bitch."
I can imagine.
That was his song.
Can you imagine? And she's like, "Where have you been? You told you call me." And this
what
is
does
like,
she sound like Mavis? Mavis.
I don't know.
Where
have you been? So he turns up and then he's like, "Oh, you want to upgrade your shit? This is how you do it." So he tells you how to do stuff, and then you've got to go to this hotel where everyone's meant to meet up. And when I got there, it was full of zombies. Obviously.
Oh God!
I know. And then I got killed a few times, and now I stopped playing it.
Full of zombies taking our jobs.
But overall,
they don't even
want
to learn
the
language. All they want to say is brains.
They just want to come in, take our job, say brains.
Yeah.
I want non-zombie to be about non-zombie.
But it was kind of fun. I had an electric machete. That was pretty cool.
Ooh.
I had obviously like a baseball bat.
You're making it out of this chimney's house without setting off the alarm.
Yeah, staple stuff. So, well, you could have sorted his alarm out with that electric fucking machete.
I think if I was if I was in a zombie apocalypse, I think a burglar alarm would be the least of my problem. Actually, no,
man, they're scared of burglar alarm.
No,
no,
they're drawn to it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're drawn.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be very high on my problem.
Yeah, in this game, like, you've got to be careful because some houses have alarms in them. So if you trip an alarm, they all come running.
See? What I was saying is relevant.
Chinny's actual alarm is connected to this game. So if
you've got to be careful when you loot, you've got to take the battery out of cars before you loot it because obviously the car alarm will go off. What's kind of cool as well with the car batteries, if a zombie's like comes towards you after you've taken it out, if you throw it at it, it electrocutes the zombie.
Oh, that's nice. Fun.
Well, that's kind of cool. You can just throw batteries at stuff. It's got a lot going. But do you know what I really liked about it? Just the atmosphere.
The vibe.
Because you get off this plane, like the plane crashes, right? You're on the plane, it all starts on there and then it crashes.
Crashing a plane, that does kill my vibe sometimes.
It does kill the vibe. But you get out into LA and it's obviously the Hollywood Hills and it's just blue. You know, like you can feel like there's heat coming out of your telly.
Lovely weather.
Beautiful weather, but obviously there's zombies everywhere.
Well, it's not far from the real LA, really, when I was there.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same thing.
But yeah,
Have you thought about Dave Chappelle?
I love the setting. I love like the interactions. It's kind of funny. The script, it's way better because it was in development limbo for donkey's years, this game, wasn't it?
I mean, it's weird because when a game was in like 6 years of development, we used to say it was vaporware.
Yeah.
But these days, 6 years of development is like normal. So it's kind of weird. But I think it did have some problems, didn't it, Dead Island 2?
I did think it was going to be total trash, I'll be honest with you. But
it's unusual that a game gets delayed for so long and then turns out to be good.
It's way better than I thought it was. I definitely recommend you give it a go, Chinny. I think you would probably
it's co-op as well, isn't it?
But, yeah, we should maybe do some co-op.
Yeah, we could do, yeah.
We've not done that in ages.
I mean, me trying to play, I told Marsh to buy Helldivers 2 3 weeks ago.
That was showing up on the Discord today.
And I said, like, Marsh, everybody's talking about this Helldivers 2. It sounds like just our game, like co-op, stupid.
Great co-op.
He bought it. He's been addicted to it and said, when are you playing it? I only bought it yesterday and I still haven't played it.
No, of course you're not.
No.
Well, you haven't played any games, to be fair, so who knew?
No.
But it's good, Dead Island 2. Yeah, I'll give it a whistle. It's pretty decent. It's way better than I thought.
Whistle.
Yep. There you go. That's me done.
Okay.
Are we going back to Duke? Because Chinny's only got one game on his.
Well, go ahead. Talk about your game, Chinny. You haven't talked about
one little game. One little game.
Yeah.
I played Balatro.
Oh, they're not gambling game. Can we just clarify?
Well, I mean, not IRL gambling, but it is virtual gambling.
Can we talk? I mean, we probably.
So this is a reference to a news article that SLH posted.
So let's talk a little bit about this. So basically, what's happened is they originally rated it three years or older. So that's how it was originally rated. So anyone over three could play Balatro, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's bemoaning that because it's been taken off the Switch. I think it's been taken off this PlayStation store and Xbox are looking at it, apparently. So that's what's happening because they basically looked at it again and said, this has got themes of gambling in it.
Which it does.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah.
No. So, but he's turning around. So the guy who developed it is going, yeah, but it's not really gambling. There's no money involved or anything. But you need to know how to play poker to play it for the first
time. My argument with that is the way Nintendo sell Pokemon, and they've just introduced or they've just announced a game where you can open packs.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with you. Right. That's gambling.
That is the same dopamine hit. Yes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Right. And
but
I don't...
Because this is literally poker.
Poker.
Right.
It's not disguised in a Pokemon skin.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
But they're not asking for money at all.
No, they're not. But I don't think he can argue. I mean, if I was
I think he can.
I don't think he can.
I think he can.
If I were him, right,
when
they first originally rated it three and over, I would have probably questioned it and gone, yeah, it's sort of poker-based. Is that correct?
No, you wouldn't, because that would cut down on your ability to sell copies.
No, how many three-year-olds are going to be playing this game?
That's not the point, dude. Why did it get put off the Switch?
Because it was rated, so they've decided it's not rated correctly. So until it gets a proper rating again, they can't.
So it's not the fact that it's ESRB 10 plus.
Also, then if that's the case, then all poker games should be rated.
They are VR. PokerStars VR is 18 and over.
Yeah, but why is there so many 10-year-olds in there?
Well, because
I think sometimes, Chinny, this is going to blow your mind, but I think sometimes some 10-year-olds play games they're not supposed to play.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no. I think he has an argument. I think because Pokemon is more gambling than this.
But that's not the point. Look, the reason for ESRB putting a 10-plus rating on games that have gambling themes is because the thinking is it normalizes the idea of gambling. And you're more likely to do it, and you shouldn't really be dealing with that until you're almost actually gambling.
Yeah. You're almost training a child.
Why can't they just play a game where they just chop somebody's head off?
I think those are probably rated 10 plus as well. I don't think
this guy can be too salty about this either, because he's made fucking $2 million in 2 days or whatever.
And if it's just a little pause until they sort out the actual rating,
exactly,
so
they'll
it's
be fine.
I don't think he is salty. What makes you say he's
no,
salty?
He's been moaning about it. I don't think he's been moaning.
What has he said?
He has. He's like, oh,
I think that's a harsh categorization of what he said.
He's been having a bit of a moan. But he can't be. He's just got to wait it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. I think he is.
So can I talk about the game now?
No.
Nope. There's more news.
That's it.
No, that's fine.
No, you can go on.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
That's all right.
I played more of it. I am in the debate mentally whether I should delete it.
Ooh, oh, wow, because it's really too addictive?
Because this is crack cocaine.
Actually, he said that. Go ahead.
Don't call it that. He said, he basically came out and said, please can people stop saying it's like virtual crack, because that's making it worse. He says that's making it worse.
So you're part of the problem for this guy. Come on.
No, but the problem is the game is like crack.
You should have made a less addictive game. That's like people saying, you know, could you please stop referring to meth as being like crack? No, make a less addictive drug and we'll stop calling it crack.
I had two nights this week where I went to bed way too late. Later than I was. When I have a she's 5 months next week, 5 month old baby, and a job. And also a very busy week this week as well, right? I was like, this is not good. This game is not good for me right now. Yeah. I like, you know, an Alan Wake 2 where I go in it and I'm like, I almost like Alan Wake 2 because it's almost like a shit place to be. It's like, this is too scary. I don't want to be in there for very long because it's like, oh, right, I'm done with that. That's stressful.
Yeah,
but Latro is just like, oh god, I just gotta keep clicking the things.
New Jokers. What's the next Joker gonna be?
I thought, what if I just combine Balatro with something else? So I love The Thick of It. So I was watching The Thick of It with the DVD commentary on. So I'm like, I'm sort of doing two things. So I'm not completely like wrecking my life, but then, but like it's just too much. And the other thing is, I play poker. Before Rosa was born, I used to play in a poker league with poker people.
Yeah.
And one of them, the captain of my snooker team, Graham, his son, who's 18, who actually listens to this show now and again. He likes the show. He found out that I did a podcast and then he tracked me down, basically. I didn't tell him the name of the show. He just tracked me down. I said, his name's Charlie. I said, Charlie, you like poker. Try this Balatro. And he was like, all right, he doesn't play loads of games, but he plays bits and bobs. I said, it's on Steam, download it, give it a go, it's a tenner. And he was like, yeah, all right, yeah, I'll do it. 2 days later, texts me like, what the fuck have you done? What have you done? All right? And he's just texting me all the time, pictures like, I've got this far. Because at first he was really interested because he'd never played a roguelike game before. You know, he's sort of a very casual gamer. You know, he's 18, but he's never really experienced like a roguelike. And he's like, I'm devastated. I've lost all my progress. Like, it's no, you keep playing.
Progress.
And he's like, so you build your deck and you build more jokers and then you'll get more jokers, but you'll get new jokers. And he's like, oh, okay. Then you've got to level up your hands. And he's like, oh, okay. Then he texts me again. And he's like, I get it now. And he's just in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, really get it.
And I said to his dad, I said, Graham, I feel like I've just given heroin to a crack dealer. Like you know, like just, it's really bad. So yeah, I've debated whether I should delete it, but I haven't deleted it yet. Maybe I'll just like play it at work or something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but it's just, it's not good. I haven't finished a run yet. I haven't done it, but yeah, I played it for like 4 hours this week, but that's a lot for me, who's someone who isn't playing any video games.
No time to play games.
Like, the only time I have to play games is when Rosa and Tara are asleep, which is usually about 10, 11 o'clock. So playing for 2 hours, 3 hours a night is bad because I woke up feeling like shit.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Rosa wakes up at 6 and goes, fucking party time, you know.
Yeah, she does.
Mm.
Yeah. But so basically play stack or local funk or whatever it's his creator. This is what he said about the rating problem. Mm-hmm. He said, as PlayStack noted, Balatro itself has nothing to do with gambling. The rating change is totally unfounded. Local Thunk, his creator, what are we in there? Local Thunk, its creator, is also said to be staunchly anti-gambling. PlayStack said this exact discussion happened with Peggy back in October. Back then, the game was originally rated 18+, right? So originally it was rated 18+, before being shifted to 3+, and nothing has changed between then and now. As it works to get Balatro back on sale, he said, we thank you for your patience and support. Right, so you'd have just accepted the 18+ rating, wouldn't you? Because nothing to do with gambling. But it's a gambling themes, though, isn't
it? It's a gambling theme, but it's not a gambling game. Yeah. And there's an important difference.
It isn't. I get that, but this is introducing, if I say an 8-year-old was playing this, it's introducing them to the game of poker.
Yes. So is Pokemon. Introducing the concept of gambling.
Well, Pokemon is introducing them to the idea of enslaving animals.
Yeah,
cute little ball.
Yeah, but like any game with a loot box or unlockables.
Right,
is
that's gambling mechanics, Chinny, but that's not gambling theme. This looks like a goddamn slot machine. This looks like video poker.
It fucking does. It's got flashing lights.
And that's
it's
fine.
Got the
that's
deck
not a
of cards. It right. isn't, but I agree. I don't think this is a game kids should be playing. You know what I mean? I don't think it's appropriate for kids.
What they should be doing is riding around on a motorcycle and telling cops to fuck off.
Exactly.
I'd rather Rosa play this than Pokemon, if I'm honest.
Well, you can fight with her about that when she's old.
If Rosa's like 7, 8 years old, and I walk into a room and she's playing Balatro, I'm like, that's
nice.
My girl. That's my girl.
But yeah, I mean, yeah.
I just need another 20 quid. I just need to go to the casino. I was like, well, shit, what have I done?
I just think he needs to suck it up and tack it on the chin because it is what it is.
I don't know that he did. He said anything that isn't indicating that he's just being cool about it.
Well, he's not, because he's like, oh, this is totally unfounded.
No, that was the company, wasn't it? Wasn't that a spokesperson for the company saying that?
No, that's just him. It's a one-man company. Right, so he's one person.
I guess I read the article wrong then.
A one-person developer. It's called PlayStack. Okay. The company.
Let me put
it's
it this
one
way.
Guy. It's
Stop
a solo developer.
Being a greedy bastard.
Yeah. I think you've got enough cash. Just take it on the
You
gym.
Got enough of it.
You'll be fine.
Pillow of Soft in the chat says, I bought Balatro and I should love it, but something about it isn't doing it for me. I feel bad because I'm the person who's not enjoying crack at the moment.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing, though. Lord, yeah. That is good. That's healthy. Yeah. That is healthy. Playing this game non-stop is not healthy.
We're all just on the streets, just on the curb, just like that. And you're walking past us going, I don't get it, man.
I hope you stay that way, because if it does suddenly click with you, you're in trouble.
So have you two been playing? It's on your list. Oh, Stu's cut out.
Well, most of my time, to be fair.
You cut off there, Stu. Say that again.
I said I've sort of been playing another game which has taken up most of my time this week.
It's on your
list,
though. Did you play it at all?
No, I didn't. I just left it on there.
But that's not good, because when I do the database...
I didn't play it this week, so you can take it off your database.
Jesus Christ.
Because I know I'll be playing it in future weeks, so I was like, what's the point of leaving checking it off?
Yeah, but when we go back to that episode in the database, you'll be like, oh, we played Balatro that week, and it wasn't true.
Well, I guess that is...
That's why...
That's why this list has to be fucking...
That's your anal OCD kicking in. All right,
are we ready to move on? Or are we going to complain about the list some more?
Yeah, the list, please. The list.
Okay, is it my turn then?
Yeah, it's your turn again. Okay, great.
So I want to talk a little bit about MMOs because for some reason I started a new character on Guild Wars 2 and I started playing Star Wars The Old Republic again. And I did realize why. I can tell you why.
Why?
I've been thinking about it a lot, actually.
Why?
I thought we were leaving that joke behind.
No, the why is fine.
Wasn't I ordered to leave that behind last week?
Anyway. No, the catchphrase why is fine. The lesbians will leave behind. Oh, we're moving on from
the lesbians. Yeah, we moved on from them a long time ago.
But anyway, the why? No, we keep it.
Fuck up. All right, so here's the thing. When you start a lot of video games, especially MMOs, they are chucking advancement at you and dopamine with, like, you know, you push the button. Yay! You know, it's like Eddie Izzard said about going into France and you go to Champagne and they're like, oh, you've crossed the street, Champagne! Mm-hmm. So they are chucking these dopamine moments at you when you level up.
Give me another one of those, too. Give me another one of those.
When you level up in an MMO, it's such a good feeling.
Well, you play Call of Duty, but that's why you prestiged in Call of Duty, wasn't it? Just to keep that going, you know?
Yeah, totally. So what I'm saying is, in an MMO, when you start out, like I said, they're chucking stuff at you, right? It's so satisfying to be leveling up and getting better weapons and stuff. The more you play, the more you plateau. And you reach these points where it's like, okay, if I can grind for another 2 hours, then I'll get to the next level. So I like starting over because it's feeding me these dopamine hits every 5 seconds. And I wish a game developer would figure out a way to, I mean, I think it would be easy. Make the level cap 500 levels so that every 30 minutes you're leveling up and you just keep getting that dopamine rush.
If you want dopamine hits, there's a game that I was thinking of, like Balatro.
I tried it. It didn't give me that dopamine rush. I just found it annoying because in a roguelike, you have to start over again and again and again. Now, this is the point I was making. You get that dopamine rush from starting over in a roguelike.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't get that dopamine rush from a roguelike because I'm so frustrated when I lose. I don't like losing. In an MMO, you never really lose. Even when you die, it's just you respawn somewhere else.
Yeah, but if you play it, you could win.
Yeah, how do you win Balatro?
You get to the end of the round, you win.
That's the end of the round. Can you win the game?
No. Yeah, you get to 8 antes and you win. Yeah.
And it just says, you win!
Yeah, you win, and then you can unlock an endless mode. But then when you win, you can change the difficulty.
Fair enough. I didn't realize there was an actual way.
No, I didn't know that. Just thought it was never-ending.
So anyway, I think there's something about that whole starting over thrill and the early advancement and the fact that I've plateaued in New World, for instance, and this is my third character in New World. You know, I reached this plateau where there's still missions, there's still stories, there's still quests, but I log in and I'm like, okay, I can do these quests in order to help make the community safe, but I'm not as motivated by that as I am the excitement of leveling up and getting new gear and stuff like that. Because that's the other thing, you hit the level cap, there's no new gear. It's just, you got what you've got, and that's, you know,
tough titties. One of the best things when you prestiged in Call of Duty was like seeing all the unlocking everything again. It was like,
yeah, exactly. So there's that same thing going on with me in Guild Wars 2 and Star Wars The Old Republic. To be fair, I haven't played a whole lot of Star Wars The Old Republic, so I just got to the point, for instance, where you get a ship, which is still in the prologue, which is crazy. I've played that game for like 30 hours, but different characters, and I haven't really continued with it very much, so I'm going to maybe continue with it. But the other thing about Star Wars The Old Republic, that came out in 2011. It's an old game. I don't care about the graphics, really, but the mechanics are pretty frustrating, so you still have to right-click and drag the mouse around to look around, which is really annoying. In Guild Wars 2, you press a button, and then the mouse becomes your looking, which is just how it ought to be. Like, that's every game now. You know?
Which is the better one, Guild Wars 2 or...
In terms of how you look around, it's easily Guild Wars 2.
No, just generally.
Oh, in general? Well, it depends on what you are looking for, Chinny, you see. Because the reason I went back to these is because I subscribed to some Reddits that have to do with MMOs, and people keep asking, like, what's the best MMO in 2024? And there's always this discussion. And the number one responses are always Guild Wars 2 and Star Wars The Old Republic. There's some people who say Black Desert Online, and, you know, there's other people. But New World is never listed as the best MMO, which I don't really get, because I think New World is a pretty good MMO, but it doesn't have a lot of endgame content, and the developers are pretty have their heads up their asses, but whatever. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, I think Guild Wars 2 is probably the best MMO right now, but The Old Republic was made by BioWare back in the day when they knew how to make a game, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got good characters.
Yeah, they're just confused. They go, we need to make a game. They go, I don't know, I don't know. I'll check the bins.
Right.
I'll check the bins.
So, those are some thoughts about MMO.
Guild Wars 2 looks like the game, you know, that trope of gamers when they're like, they're locked in their mom's basement or whatever. And then the camera zooms into the basement and the guy's just on a PC playing a game. That's what I imagine them to be playing Guild Wars 2.
By the way, speaking of that meme, did you see the guy who cosplayed? He was at some festival. I don't know where it was, but they
had the South Park one.
Yeah. He cosplayed as the South Park dude. That was so brilliant.
Oh, that's cool.
The World of Warcraft dude who's like sitting in his chair. Yeah. Click, 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 click. And then he just adjusts his glasses every 5 seconds. And click, click, click.
Nice.
That was brilliant. So this is very much that game. And the people who are very good at it, you know, are good because they've grinded for 10 million years and they know everything about the game. And they're the ones complaining about lack of endgame content. Someone was complaining, actually, this was crazy. I think it was a review on Star Wars The Old Republic. And they were like, this game sucks. There's no content. I'm going to quit after I finish getting my second alt to the level cap. What you have to understand is second alt means it's his third character and the level cap is like 60 or something. And you can't do that without spending at least 20 hours playing the game, right? Mm-hmm. So this guy is angry about the fact that he's only gotten 60 hours of gameplay out of a game that is free to play. What?
What pretty poor show, really.
These guys?
Well, get to it, developers.
Here, wait, this is the thing. What could they possibly owe you? Yeah.
They've given you thousands of hours of entertainment for free. What could they possibly owe you? I mean, if anything, you owe them.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right, that's my thoughts about MMOs.
There you go.
Stu, back to you.
I'm only going to speak about one other game.
Well, me too. Evening,
which is Banisher's Ghost of New Eden, which
this
I started
is the
last
RPG.
Week.
You were going gaga over this last week.
Yeah, and I still am.
This is the Life is Strange people, isn't it?
It is the Life is Strange people, but I'll be honest, this has It has very heavy Witcher 3 vibes going on.
Vibes.
It does.
And there's just one game that you bloody love, Stu.
I love The Witcher 3. This is very Witcher 3. But not in combat, can I just say. So the combat isn't Witcher 3 vibes, but pretty much everything else is.
What game is the combat of this most like?
It's kind of a bit of a hack and slash type combat. I can't think of a game that's probably
Witcher
similar.
3, isn't it?
Witcher 3 is a bit better than a hack and slash.
Yeah, it is. There's a bit of depth. There's magic and all
that. Okay, so what you're saying is there's not a lot of depth in the combat here.
There's not a lot of depth in this. This is kind of just hit things hard, heavy attack, light attack, dodge.
Like on The Simpsons.
Harry. This is the thing you point at whenever you want to die.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there is an press X to squeeze through tight gap. Mechanic.
There is a press X or a press A. It is
which
on.
Is also I haven't in seen that. Return to Grace. So.
I haven't seen that mechanic in any video game before.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So combat and movements is very samey. It's very similar to pretty much every other type of
third-person. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's a mechanic
action game
works.
You'll ever play. There's nothing very creative about the combat. Even the skill trees are relatively small unless they open up more because at the moment, it's interesting thing though with leveling up. So you get level up points when you get enough to like go to the next level like any other RPG. Mm-hmm. But you can switch between skills. So you can activate a skill, but then it's on a level with another skill and you can switch between the two.
Okay.
So it's a really weird way of doing things. So you can
switch the skill tree.
So basically like each part of the skill tree has two things on it. And you can open up any one of those, but then you can just switch between them.
And this is the ghost game, isn't it? So isn't it?
It is.
I've heard roughly the stories like oh, some you kill ghosts, but then somebody you like is a ghost, and now you gotta contradict yourself and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, so it does this very moral dilemma thing. You can either, there's massive spoilers for Banisher if I talk about this, I guess.
Well, I might play it.
Or are you gonna leave it?
Leave it.
No, we better leave it because it's huge. You're getting into spoiler territory now.
Yeah, and people are liking it.
He's got a heartbreaking decision to make about whether his best friend lives or dies.
But I can talk a little bit about the mechanics. What's kind of interesting with this game. So you basically harvest the souls of the thing. It's like essence, I think it's called. Of the ghosts that you get rid of, right? Now, there's normal standard ghosts, which you see now, which are just a normal...
Basic bitch
basic,
ghosts.
You just got to kill them as you come across them kind of stuff in the stupid open world bit.
Ghosts.
But then the story-based ghosts are different.
Mega bitch ghosts.
So they're haunting somebody because of either something they've done or something that's happened.
Something's happening.
Something's happening. So you have to go through this whole massive story where you talk to loads of people, talk to the ghosts, figure out what shit's gone down, right? So you find out what's happened and why they're doing the haunting. And then you've got three choices, right? So when you get to the end of one of these quests, so these are like the main quests in the game. And when you get to the end of one of these, you can choose to banish the ghost.
Which is like, fuck them off forever.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of really rough and you kind of just like really brutally banish them.
Yeah.
Or you can help them ascend. So you can do the same kind of thing, but in a nice way.
Yeah, so they like... have a good afterlife.
So they have a good afterlife and you send them up and it's all gentle and they feel good about themselves and the person who they want feels good.
It is like Bioshock.
Or you can blame the person, right, who was being haunted and harvest the... So you kill them, basically.
Fuck yourself.
And leave
every
the ghost
you kill
to
one, you say
roam.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Now, I don't know what happens because I haven't done that so far. Cool. So
I'll be doing that every time.
Oh, do you have to send them to Rome? Could you send them to like Venice or?
I have no idea. So yeah, I don't know what happens when you do that. But so far, the main quests, like the main ghost quests, have been really good.
Yeah,
like really interesting stories. Like one of them was a proper moral dilemma, and I must admit, I did sit there for a minute and like go. I'm not really sure what the best option is here. Do I banish? Do I ascend? Do I blame the person? I don't really know. And then others are more clear cut. So others are more like, oh, yeah, that's definitely what I should do at this point.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi.
But there's also another reason for choosing as well, which I'm not going to go into because that's obviously spoiler.
Did you say like some people are quite racist to the main character or something as well before last week? Or like you said, you can't be a banisher because you're black.
No, sexist, more sexist. Sexist. It was more like because she's a woman, and it's like, well, you can't be a banisher. Right. You're a woman. You know, and they automatically assume the guy with you is the main banisher, and he isn't.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting the dynamics that they built into the game. Still interesting, like side characters, like everybody, like it's still the same. I've come to a new location. Mm. Everybody chats to you. Everybody has stuff to say. There's nobody you talk to who's just like, good morning.
It's or like, whatever, that's, you know. That's like bloody going up north, though.
Yeah, everybody's chatting.
Everybody's fucking talking to you. Like,
and so far,
alone.
There's been some really cool characters as well. Really like interesting. Mm. So far, I'm really, really super impressed with this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't know what's happened. There's been some voodoo in the last Steam Deck, and it runs massively better now. So I'm guessing that there's been quite a few updates. So I think it's been optimized more. Yeah, and I'm running now on medium to high settings on most stuff, and I'm getting 40 frames a second. So it's been it looks a lot sharper. It's been massively upgraded. So
cool.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can squeeze out of that little box. I'm telling you now. So, yeah, totally impressed. I massively recommend anyone who likes The Witcher 3, any of those types of third person action games.
Did you ever play Vampire? Because this is apparently a spiritual successor to Vampire.
Yeah, I never played it. I heard good, and I've nearly bought it a couple of times, but I have seen a few negative reviews for Vampire, so I never bought it. I looked at it though, I must admit. Yeah. Every time there's been a Steam sale, I've been like, ooh, is it cheap enough to just give it a go?
Yeah, it's like 70 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Yeah, it's one of them, like, I don't know what this is sat at the moment, but I really like this.
Generally favorable. but that doesn't really tell us anything. Let me look up on Metacritic itself. 78.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's better than that. I've really enjoyed this so far. I think the voice acting is excellent.
What they ought to do is get a bunch of critics to give all their opinions and then give us like a score.
Yeah, maybe they should. But yeah, it's good. I really like it so far.
Get out of here with your fucking ideas.
So there you go. That's it for me this week. I'm done.
Yeah, I got one more here. It was the free game this week on Epic Games Store called Never Yield. And I was mostly just curious about it because I don't play a lot of these types of games. This is an infinite runner, 2D, and pretty basic. It's got like a hip-hop soundtrack, and you are running around trying to get away from, like, it's this weird kind of vague story, as far as I can tell, about, like, the government's trying to capture you, and there's no explanation about why. All we know is you gotta run, man, because you're too intense for this world, or something. I don't know. So anyway, there's a lot of Japanese words, like, splayed across the scene, so it's sort of an Afro-manga type of thing going on here. And the aesthetics are pretty good. The music's good. The things, you know, basically you're just running and then every once in a while you got to go through a hurdle either below it, above it, or there's like a middle jump that'll take you like in between two things on the top and the bottom. So yeah, it does this slow motion thing where it'll slow down so you can figure out what you need to do. But the problem is that you have to time your jump so that you're not jumping too soon or too late, right? Because if you jump too soon, you'll land inside the thing you're trying to jump over. If you jump too late, you'll hit it on the way over. And because you need to time it right, you have to get used to compensating for the slow motion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there is a way to turn it off, which I might do if I ever play it again, which I probably won't. Because after you playing one level, like I played one level and I was like, all right, that's kind of cute. And then I played another level and I was like, eh, it's a lot like the first level. And there's different backgrounds and the scenery is different and the things that you're hopping over are different. But for the most part, it's pretty much samey. And all you're really doing is just jumping over or under or through different obstacles. And at one point, like there's this building that you need to go through and you have to jump through the window, which is a jump, the jump through mechanic, which is yellow. So that's pretty cool because you get to jump through the window. That's fun. But, you know, after six of those, you're like, okay, here's another window. It's that thing. Yeah, this, like, the law of
I must admit, games. I feel like it's a long time since I've played an infinite runner type game. And I think the last one I played was, I think it was called Alto.
Okay.
On the phone. I think
sure
it was
wasn't Alatro? Because that's a card game.
No, I think it was just called Alto, and it's like
game,
a
Chitty?
It's like a guy on skis or something.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
it was like,
you.
And it was really cool. It was like really cool backgrounds, really cool gameplay.
Well, this guy in Never Yield, he's kind of got some sort of parkour moves, isn't he?
Yeah, I saw that. It did look pretty cool.
Parkour. Yeah, it's cool. Parkour. I mean, it's the aesthetics are very good, and the sounds are good, and the music's good. I reached a certain point where I played like two. I think I just played two levels, and I was like, "All right, I think I've gotten my fill for the next 5 years."
We all remember playing Temple Run. You remember Temple Run?
We do remember playing Temple Run.
Yeah, played that.
So you know, I got my money's worth on this game, and it's it might still be free on Epic Game Store. Give it a giggle. It's worth every penny of the free.
It's worth free.
Yeah, I can't imagine paying for this, but you know, whatever.
No, but you can't.
We got news, or do we already cover all the news?
No, we've got emails. Let's do the emails.
Okay, let's do the email.
Whoa, that ruled.
So, first email today is called Lunch Ladyland. Can you guess who it's from? Can you guess
Jason
who it's from
Gallagher?
From the time? It is from Jason Gallagher. And he says, hey, veterans of Ball Lake.
Okay.
Hello.
I'd like to apologize to poor Stu and Duke for acknowledging their lack of good game recommendations. I don't think that's true. I don't remember admitting to giving bad recommendations. And I don't think you did either, Duke, did you? I don't remember this.
I might have. I often do things I don't remember.
So, yeah, it's just your poor taste in games, Jason, I think, so faulty. You're not,
thanks
not
for writing in. We hate you.
It's not their fault, and for that I am sorry. I'd also like to not apologize to Adam Sandler. You see, a lot of people can't stand Sandler. I appreciate some of his work. He has had some serious movies that have done well. I liked his golf film. I like his tribute to school cafeterias. Uncut reviewed well. I hate that film, can I just say? Uncut Gems.
I never saw Uncut Gems. I like Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison's funny.
It's literally just Adam Sandler shouting for an hour and a half.
I loved it.
Awful film. Jason says, I didn't care for it. I'm with you, Jason. That film is terrible. Now, his latest Netflix film, whilst I love the idea of it, I absolutely hate his acting in it. Pathetic. But if you do watch it, which I would recommend, because I think it would be a fantastic video game, if you've seen it, please let me know what you think.
Is that the space one, isn't it?
It is. He forgot to put it in. He sent another email saying it's space, man. I think it would have been an incredible film had it used an actor that took more time getting into the role. The serious moments were just laughable.
Yeah, I think people have a problem with... what's his name? What's his name?
Adam Sandler,
yeah. People find it hard to take him seriously, but I thought...
Look, Jason's saying he likes some of his serious films. He just doesn't like him in this film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have to play it. On 30 Rock, they at one point, Liz Lemon says to Tracy Jordan, "Who's your doctor?" And he's like, "Dr. Spaceman, Dr. Spaceman." He's like, "Well, that can't be right." So she finds the pill bottle, and it says Dr. Spaceman. She's like, "What the hell?" So she calls him up real quick. Here's what he...
"This is Dr. Leo Spaceman.
Hi, I work with Tracy Jordan."
So the whole joke throughout the rest of the show, his name is Dr. Spaceman. So, anyway, yes, every time I see Spaceman the movie, I'm thinking, Spaceman. Go on.
Anyway, he says another rant. "Look, I love video games."
Yes, we all do. That's why we do these, the show.
If these devs don't start making serious games that create new experiences, they will lose respect. Going after money grabs or creating addictive same old game genre old and decrepit bullshit is just boring. Make something new.
Well, they can't all be Deadly Premonition, Jason. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Not every director has that vision.
Or go be a lunch lady serving the same old shit. I played Buddy Simulator, which reviewed well. I played it until the game decided that I didn't do one thing, that it was going to send me about 15 minutes back and lose all that progress to start over.
That's right.
Fuck that and fuck shit games. Actors make huge amounts of cash for fucking free, and definitely fuck innovation because apparently no one cares.
Damn.
Sorry, next time I'll be more positive. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see Dune 2. That's positive.
Yeah, I want to see Dune 2. But at this point, I'll be honest, the Duchess and I are so, not even lazy, it's just... At the end of the week, we're just like, ugh, going to a movie theater? Seriously? No, thanks. It'll stream eventually.
Oh, that must be really, so that you can just go to a movie theater whenever
you want. I know,
right?
It's very fun. Let me tell you what it's like to be tired, Chinny.
Tara has gone to see the Bob Marley movie twice in 2 weeks.
Really? Wow.
I've not heard great things about that. I haven't heard good things.
She loves it. I don't know.
You talk to Tara. She'll tell you great things about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Have a date with her.
Jason then sent a follow-up email where he said,
"Oh my goodness,
the Sandler film." No, apparently the
we
guy
all know
who plays
is generally pretty racist.
No, apparently the guy who's Bob Marley doesn't do a good job of it. A lot of critics are saying he's not.
I've seen interviews with that guy, and he, Kingsley, I think his name is. He seems like I like the cut of his jib.
I don't know. Cool, I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Well, I've heard it from my wife who saw the movie.
Okay.
What does that have to do with
anyway?
Chinny, Stu looked at some reviews, all right? So who, I mean, what more?
I'm only saying that I've heard it's not that great. That's all I've heard. I tell you what is good, though. The Iron Claw. Now, that's a film.
That's the wrestling film.
Oh, so good. It's so sad, by the way. Be prepared for tissues unless you're Chinny.
Because they kill the claw at the end of the movie? Oh, well, that's the Iron Giant. Whoops.
There it is. So anyway, Jason sent a follow-up email. He said, "The Sandler film was Spaceman or some shit like that just came out."
Thank God you followed up with that, Jason.
And then he sent another follow-up email where he said, "Org, review stated, Buddy Sim asked my favorite color and turned the text that color. Instant orgasm. Innovation? I don't think so."
What are you talking about?
Okay. Oh, no.
You've just made Duke leave.
I don't know.
He's no, gone. I had to open the window to get a little light.
No, he's gone. Here. He's gone. No,
that's it, by the way. That's the end of his email link.
Okay, thank you, Jason, trail. For that long thread of emails.
I was going to ask, last week I asked Duke if he was playing Final Fantasy. Thanks, Jason, by the way. But this question just comes to me. If you're playing Final Fantasy Remake and Rebirth, and you said, no, it was the time and place, blah, 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 blah. Stu, would you ever play it? Because you love crap stuff.
No. I don't like Final Fantasy games. I don't like the combat. It's too
fucking
complicated.
But this is meant to be the one.
No, but it's so complicated, right? You've got to have the right thing for the right time with the right boss and all this bullshit.
That was always my complaint with them. And it never really mattered until like 2/3 of the way through the game. But I think they're bringing it into more.
But what was the last Final Fantasy game you two played?
I played the demo for Final Fantasy VII Remake. There was a demo for it.
I remember when you played that. I played 14, I think, is the MMO one. And I just
MMO is
it.
The 14,
I tried. Yeah. I couldn't get into it.
Everybody's talking about it, and I just thought...
I'm sure it's great for the people who like it, but it ain't...
Well, I'm never going to play it because it's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, it is.
So I said in the Discord, by the way, is the gaming industry fucked? Is the gaming industry fucked? Right.
I feel right.
Because, Stu, let me just fucking tell you how fucked it is.
He's ready to get
I think it is. I actually agree it is.
2023, there were 10,000 roughly or 11,000 layoffs in the gaming industry. In 2024, bear in mind, we've just reached March. There's already 6,000. Sony Studios, gone. Microsoft, patushk. Naughty Dog, Insomniac, they're fucking cutting them left, right, and
they're
center.
They're severaging people, aren't
Twitch.
They?
Twitch. Yeah, like, 6,000 people and now don't have their jobs. So, and I know you got something to say, Shea, but before you do, is it fucked? Did they overhire during 2020? Or is it the fact that games take about 6-7 years to make and the bubble is bursting because AAA games are too much? We get a GTA every...
Whoa.
We get a sequel to a game. Look at The Last of Us, right? We get a sequel to a game every console generation now. We get a sequel to a GTA that skipped a console generation. If we want like a AAA game that we were getting in the noughties and the late noughties and the early 20-teens, we have to wait 5-6 years and people aren't really, you know, making them quicker than that. Other than the Yakuza games, I don't know what they're putting in their fucking tea, but they're doing something.
Yeah, they right. Turn those things out like
so.
They about
is the gaming industry fucked, or is it just a COVID thing? Discuss.
I feel like it's a combination of all those things. I do think it's fucked to an extent because I just don't that it's It's an oversaturated market. There's only so many people playing. Oh, I think that is part of the issue.
Well, let's hear Stu. Let me be the referee. Ahead. Let's hear Stu, and then Duke will get.
They did a thing in something like 2017. They released about I don't know however many thousand games on Steam. In 2024 or 2023, so they released 18,000.
I know, but my argument to that would be my argument to that
of games, isn't it?
But we're talking about big developers now, right? Because like, a lot of those are indie developers. We're talking about big. People that made The Last of Us 2, one of the greatest games ever made, are getting cut.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, Chinny, right? Over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what is your most played game?
Balatro.
Right? And is that a AAA game? No, it's not, right? But the trouble is, there's every now and again, these types of games are coming out all the time.
Yeah, but I've got a little baby.
Yeah, you know, no. Do you not let me finish?
I heard someone say we should hear from Stu and then...
But those little games, regardless of how much they cost to develop or how addictive they are taking people away from playing these AAA titles, and you're more
because they don't come out quick enough.
People just don't exactly. But people
No. That's bullshit, Chinny. Right. Because you want to play Alan Wake 2. Alan Wake 2 is AAA. You could be playing that. Don't give me this. There's no games to play.
Yeah, it is.
There's loads of games that have come out in 2024. Go on, Duke. What's your point?
Well, so my point would be, first of all, shout out to SLH. She posted a really interesting article from The Guardian this topic. It quotes someone who had worked on Tekken 5, and this is way back in the day. At that time, we were developing software by saying we could put anything we could think of on a disc. We didn't have a plan from the beginning, but rather develop software as we thought of it along the way. Porting and development was going on at a much faster pace with much lower labor costs than now. Okay, so there's a lot going on in that quote. And I don't want to ever be the person who's like, back in the good old days, because that's nostalgia for an age that never existed. However, what I would say is I personally don't think – if the question is – okay, you asked about the industry, Chinny. And if we're talking about the industry of video games, that's a very big question. And I think there's really two parts of it to look at for this discussion, at least. One is the big studios, and the other is the gaming industry as a whole, which is everything else, which is the 18,000 games Stu mentioned on Steam. Yeah, right. Yeah. So if we said that 17,500 of those or 17,800 of those are, you know, indie games,
whatever,
and 90% of those are shit because they're fucking Nazi furry game that I complained about once upon a time, right? They're all fucking walking
simulator. I like that game, by the way.
They're all just so garbage. Steam is I mean, you thought the Xbox Indie Arcade was full of crap. Fucking Killer's Dream. Like, take a look at the new releases, not filtered by what's popular or somewhat decent. They must have either staff or AI filtering some stuff out for Steam, because if you go to, like, new demos, it's just a shit show. I defy you to play three of the most recent demos. I mean, seriously. You gouge your fucking eyes out, I promise. So anyway, those are two different questions.
Anyway.
And when it comes to the AAA developers, I think that, as always happens in industries, they get too big for their own good, and it stifles innovation because they have this board of directors that's telling the developers, profit, 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 profit. So the real problem, in my opinion, is capitalism and monopoly. So I think if we were to break up some of these big developers, we would have more innovation.
I absolutely agree. Because we've come full circle.
Oh my God, we actually agree.
Wow.
No, I totally agree. Because I do feel like we've almost come full circle. Because let's be honest, right? When video games were first developed, although they were entertaining in the arcade cabinets, they were primarily made to take your money off you, right? That's what these things... They were just another form of a slot machine, you know, a form of a one-armed bandit. They just in a different
gambling.
Guise. They were gambling. You were gambling how long you could last for before you had to put another quid in, right? That's basically what, or 50p or whatever it was at the time. These were made to make money. Then obviously home consoles came along, and suddenly,
which were also designed to make money, to be clear.
They were, but only from the software and from the selling of the consoles. They weren't designed to make money within the games themselves. It was just and in the beginning, they still developed these games the same as arcade games, which was still fucking rock hard difficult.
Because that's always the way it goes. When people, when we first started getting computers, people wanted the sound of the typewriter, so we had software that would mimic that, because people have a hard time.
So then what happened? We progressed, obviously, let's progress down to the Xbox 360 days, where we had this almost like honeymoon period where we had games that were just developed for purely entertainment and nothing else. You know, things like BioShock, things like Dead Space, things like The Elder Scroll Oblivion. All these games came out that which were amazing, right? And they were purely just to entertain you. And all they relied on was the sales of those games.
Let me finish.
And now where we're at now, we've kind of come full circle, because they've gone from like, let's develop a software just to entertain people and to sell games purely on the merit of the story or the gameplay or the graphics or whatever it may be, to let's develop a game. How can we get the most money out of people whilst
Okay. How about this? I don't know where Duke went, but I remember him talking about nostalgia for a name that never existed, whatever the fuck he was talking about. Let me just put something to you here, Stu. This idea that they used to make games for the purposes of story. Two words for you here. Horse armor.
Yeah, that
failed.
That failed miserably.
Yeah, but it was a fucking cash grab, and every other goddamn thing that came out was also a cash grab. That's what we do. We grab for the cash when we make games. The reason we didn't have microtransactions in the Oblivion shit is because we didn't have the technology to do microtransactions.
No, exactly.
That's not true. That's not true.
Well, how did we do microtransactions back in the day?
Well, you did it with Horse Armor, but the audience rejected it because they wasn't used to it, and then they slowly crept it in.
Now audiences are smarter, because now audiences are cool, and they're like, I'll give you, I'll buy this thing for my horse or whatever.
What happened? The
audiences got stupider. That's what happened.
To figure out ways of doing it, but in a more subtle way, so that it's not as noticeable.
Exactly. But that's nothing to do with the impulse of the developer. The developer's like, I want to make money.
But I think... I mean, we are a prime example of this, right? in the way we go to, like we used to go to EGX when we very first went to EGX. Yeah. It was all about the AAA titles.
It was all about games that hadn't come out yet as well.
Yeah, exactly. It was all about games that hadn't come out. It was all about AAA
because
titles.
Because the technology wasn't there to hype you up every day with fucking trailers and shit.
In the last one we went to, every single game that was in the main bit had already been released or was about to be released. The demo was already out on Xbox Live Arcade or whatever.
Yeah, because there's more technology now.
And the place we ended up concentrating was in the indie game development. In the indie
games. Well, I was at the pizza fucking thing.
Well, there was that. But it was more interesting.
We're going to have microtransactions on that soon, don't you worry.
You want pepperoni?
All the innovation you're getting these days is in the indie sections. And I think people in general have become massively disillusioned with AAA titles.
I mean, I know we're going off topic, but I think EGX became how do we make this extract more money from people?
Yeah. Because comes down to cash.
It was more, over the years that we went to EGX, which was about 2011, 2009 was the first
2009,
one.
2009, the first
and,
one we went to.
To like 2019, which was the last one we went to. It became more around about 2016 let's just put as much merch and as much shit you got to buy as possible.
You know, when we first went, they used to throw t-shirts at you. They used to literally throw a t-shirt, right? Which was advertising, let's not be, you know.
Yeah.
But
have some t-shirts.
Then it became, let's have
buy
a t-shirt or something where you might get a t-shirt if you're lucky. And it just became this massive. I mean, we used to have swag. We used to call them swag bags, didn't we, when we first went? Yeah. And it was like, how many t-shirts, how many...
They used to give you like a tote bag when you walked in. You'd be like, all
right. I mean, I've still got this. I can't even remember which one this came from, right? I've still got this.
I remember that, yeah. Remember
and it's
that.
So fucking cool. It sits on top of
me. There's audio listeners who don't know what the fuck you're holding up to the camera.
I'm holding up a little mini Hitman bobblehead thing.
Yeah, there
Hitman
you go.
And right. it was super cool.
Yeah.
And it was and it's really well made. And it's you'd probably pay quite a bit of money for one of these if you bought
Okay. So back onto the industry being fucked. Bob, how many people have you laid off?
Today? About 6,000. Yeah. Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Should have worked harder.
Do you feel guilty or bad?
Do I feel guilty? I'm a capitalist. We don't feel guilty, okay? We take the big hole that we stuff with money inside of us, and we take some of that money and we buy stuff to make us feel happy. That's how we deal with the guilt. Oh, no, people's family.
You see, the trouble is sort of these big, massive companies are just totally cynical. And the way they operate is if they're not making the money from the sales of the game or the microtransactions or whatever the shit they're making profit off, they could probably stand not putting as many members of staff, but they want that bottom line, those directors, shareholders, whatever, want to see that profit increase.
That's why corporations exist, my friend. What do you want them to be existing for? To help make puppies cuter? Jesus Christ, that's why corporations exist, okay? The corporations that made this phone, the corporations that made your Xbox, the corporations that made this microphone that I'm speaking into, they all exist just to make money. Same with every car company, every fast food franchise, every company that sells food at the supermarket. They're all just existing to make money. If they could do fucking microtransactions and toilet paper, trust me, they would.
You see, I think...
No, you just give me an idea.
Heated
seats are now like a service. You got to pay for it every year, right? This is a thing that car companies are doing now. Sorry, go ahead.
I think Alan Wake 2 is an example of bucking the trend, really. And this is down to Epic. This is down to Epic because obviously they funded that game.
Yeah.
And I think they genuinely just went like, just do what you want. We don't care.
Every year there's a game that's like single player, really good story.
Yeah.
You know,
and why does Epic have the money to do that? Because they're sucking the cash out of 6-year olds' eyeballs with the Fortnite.
Yeah.
So if you want your Alan Wakes, you got to be happy about Fortnite too.
It's a means to an end. It is a means to an end. There's no doubt. No doubt about it.
I mean, Bob had to leave. Sorry, he just ran past.
Sorry,
me.
Bob.
It's okay. But you know, my point again. This idea of breaking up the monopolies, because I think that does lead to stagnation and unhealthy practices across the board. So that the mid-sized, I think the victim here are the mid-sized developers, right? There's always going to be Concerned Ape who makes Stardew Valley, right? There's always going to be the guy who made Flappy Bird or whatever. You're going to have these individuals who somehow find a way to make games while living in their basement and working some shit job.
Oh, I think one of the is a great reason to.
Okay, sure. I think that the smart societies provide some government funding for game development. That's where we got Tetris. That's where national public radio in the United States comes from. That's where public broadcasting in the U.S. comes from. I assume the BBC works the same way, right?
No, we pay for the BBC.
Through your taxes, right?
Yeah, so every
well, it's
UK,
a license. It's a license.
Yeah, every UK person is
but they're not chasing a profit, correct?
They make money. They make plenty of money.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have. The BBC is constantly in the news for losing money and always trying to make more money somehow.
Well, and but that's different from turning a profit. And I don't know if the BBC turns a profit or not. But what I'll say about the United States is that the National Public Radio and the Public Broadcasting Service, they don't have to turn a profit. And as a result, the quality of the stuff that they produce tends to be so much better than the for-profit companies because they're focused on journalism. They're focused on quality programming. And I think that our societies could stand to have, and it's a sketchy thing. I'm not necessarily saying I'm in favor of this because I know that people who favor smaller government and lower taxes, which I'm in favor of in general, they don't necessarily want to fund video game development because that's not an essential government service. I get that. But I do think that for the quality of the art we get, you know, the National Endowment for the Humanities in the United States funds a lot of good art that wouldn't get made otherwise. So,
just to give you some perspective, the BBC generates most of its income through the TV license fee, and in 2022, it made £3.8 billion.
Turned over.
Accounted 70% of the BBC annual income. So it made 3.8 billion annual income from the licensee.
Okay. Yeah, but that's not profit, though, is it?
Right. No, it's a public broadcaster, according to.
But then made another 2 billion in other income from advertising, selling the programs abroad, etc. It does make money.
It makes money, but the question is, does it make more or less than what it spends money, and presumably the money it makes is trying to make up for what it spends.
Well, there was a big thing about the programs that, because it's cancelling a lot of programs lately, and the reason being is because they can't repeat them and they can't sell them internationally.
Right, like
a corporation that's trying to make more money.
Right. So anyway, that's a side issue.
Gaming industry's fucked anyway. So enjoy your games because it's all going to be gone.
I think the hope of the industry, like all industries, comes from innovation and creativity, which doesn't tend to happen when these enormous companies just get bigger and bigger. So we should break them up.
No. Break them up.
Okay. What's next?
Susan said, I don't know enough about video games to know what's changed. Are some more games expensive to make current gen consoles and PC now? Is it that gamers expect more in performance and appearance? Is it that the multiplayer and cross-platform aspects cost more? The consumer price of a AAA game is certainly eye-wateringly high enough. Are people just not buying games anymore? I personally was always someone who mostly waited for new games to become not so new to drop in price before buying, but I absolutely haven't bought a brand new game in years. I'm happy with scooping up bargains in sales, Stu, or working my way through Game Pass, me. Is the subscription model killing games, or is it the boom in smaller indie devs, developers who are subsiding the likes of Microsoft, blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck knows? I think it's more just the fucking cost.
I think it's partly cost, and I do think people are getting a bit fed up with the business models of a lot of these games.
Well, what's interesting as well is I remember paying £60 for Street Fighter 2 for the Super Nintendo. In 1992 or whatever.
Yeah.
And people moan whenever a company goes, we just want to raise it by a tenner because they've been 60 quid for years. And they were 40 quid when they were CDs.
Yeah,
and DVDs,
but when you get into the realms of £80 for a game, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I just typed it into the inflation calendar, the inflation calculator. $60 in 1992 is apparently worth $131 today.
Yeah.
So if the price of games kept up with inflation, they'd be a lot more expensive.
But and also, there's the argument of, okay, you've got to produce a cartridge and you've got to distribute it and blah, 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 blah. However, I feel like the scale hasn't gone up equally. You know what I mean? Because I know there's no physical media anymore because that's dead.
Yeah.
But I feel like the scale of the cost of a game, you know, the cost of The Last of Us 2 hasn't gone up the same scale of how much like the price was and all that sort of stuff.
And I think that the curse of a successful developer is that they have to keep producing things that are more and more impressive. In other words, if a game has a 7 out of 10 impressive ratio or whatever the fuck you would call it, their next game can't also be a 7 out of 10. It has to be an 8. And so, therefore, games just get bigger and bigger, and all the reviewers demand something new, something different, something additive. And so they just keep throwing in more cooking and crafting and this and that, and that makes the games bloated.
I joked about Yakuza, but it does seem like they've figured out this formula that, I mean, I don't really like the Yakuza games, but they have figured out a formula of knocking these games out every year. And not even like a game every year. It's like a side game every year, a detective game, right? Yeah. And they have set the bar of like, you know, The Last of Us 1 to 2 is such a graphical jump and features and animations and all sorts of stuff jump. Whereas everybody's like, I'm just happy to play more Yakuza, more story.
Yeah, but like, to be fair, can we just clarify? The latest Yakuza game looks fucking amazing. I mean,
I imagine like they're
very impressive.
But they're a style, aren't they? They're super impressive. You wouldn't put it in the same category as The Last of Us 2 in terms of how it looks, because Last of Us 2 is going for absolute realism. I feel like the Yakuza games. Like a more of a cartoony sort of look,
right? And it's easier and cheaper to churn out cartoons than it is to churn out realistic stuff.
I think you need to put some footage of the latest one
Which one's the latest one? I'm confused. Like a Dragon, or what is it?
No, it's called, just a minute, I haven't actually played it. It's something like, latest Yakuza. It's some weird like money thing.
I think while you're pulling that up, I will say that I think that one of the reasons the Yakuza games are probably
successful
is because they have a market niche, right? They are giving their audience what they want, and their audience is always hungry for more. And this reminds me of why YouTubers are going to be successful, is because they produce content constantly. If you have a YouTube channel and you make an amazing video once every 6 months, you're not going to be a very successful YouTube channel. That's not what people want on YouTube. In fact, what people want on YouTube isn't even YouTube, it's TikTok. Right? Because everything on YouTube now is these vertical, you know. So that's an example of the industry moving in the opposite direction from video games. I mean, sort of. The industry writ large is full of TikTok type games. They took 20 minutes to make, they take 5 seconds to play, and it's just like, whatever.
So we're looking at Yakuza Infinite Wealth, and I would argue, Stu, this looks like GTA 5, sort of level 360.
I think you've picked a bad bit. You need some.
No, there's no picking a bad bit.
You got to find a better part of the game to show.
It's
not cartoony, to be fair. Like,
it's definitely not cartoony.
Yeah, but this ain't The Last of Us,
though. Expected. Right, no, but my point is that they're not going for The Last of Us.
That's my point. That's my point.
They've got facial expressions.
That's my point, though, Duke. He's like,
I mean, facial expressions isn't much of a selling point in 2024, Stu. I mean, come on.
My point is that if we saw The Last of Us 3 and it looked the same as The Last of Us 2.
Right. Right. I'd be fine.
Everybody would be in an uproar. No, everybody would. I know you'd be fine with it, but everybody would be like, what the fuck? What happened?
Exactly.
Whereas Yakuza, because they're coming out so often, people are like, well, of course it's not going to look as much better.
And audiences aren't really that worried about it. Audiences aren't looking at this game thinking this needs to be the greatest story experience of all time. But that's the curse that Naughty Dog has set for itself. And so it may be that Naughty Dog isn't a fair target for us because Rockstar might be Rockstar has its own curse. Rockstar's curse is big with a million things to do. It's the same with Bethesda, right? Why is Bethesda not put out an Elder Scrolls game? Because nothing they create is going to be able to match the expectations that people have for the next Elder Scrolls game. If you go from Oblivion to Skyrim to Elder Scrolls 6, like, how the fuck are you supposed to get to Elder Scrolls 6?
I think we got close to this solution. Remember when Gabe Newell was talking about episodic games and everything?
Yeah, okay, that would be cute if we had a fucking Portal 3 and or Half-Life.
No, I know,
3.
I know, I know, Gabe. I know. But the problem
talk
is
about
that
it, he just can't make it happen.
I think that's almost, because this is kind of what Yakuza is, isn't it? It's a very episodic, like,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
I heard somebody talking about Infinite Wealth, and they said this literally starts where the last one finishes, so it's that continuous,
it's a new season,
like,
of
you
the
just
show
know, yeah, it's a new season of a, yeah, show. And I think GTA got close when they did Ballad of Gay Tony and The Lost of Damned, where it's just like, keep doing, sure, that shit,
right.
But the problem
and
is
because,
now
and the, I, think,
the,
sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say the problem is now is that GTA saw that online money and went, fuck that,
right. It's the cash grab. So I think that, yeah, you know, Enmeshed or Enshrouded is the game I fell in love with most recently. That's a mid-level RPG crafting experience. Would you say, Stu, that the Ghost game you're playing is maybe like a mid-level? I mean,
level.
So that's where the, yeah, it feels like that's where the innovation is coming from. And most,
yeah,
I mean, this isn't true about Enshrouded, but a lot of the games that we love the most have good stories in them, right? Return to Grace is an excellent story. Spoilers for next week's podcast.
Ooh,
and
I'm
I know,
forward,
right?
To this now.
So it's like, I think that a lot of developers, like a lot of Hollywood studios, put all their time into the explosions and the Michael Bay special effects, and they're neglecting their story. Why is BioWare off the rails now? Because they said,
but
fuck
this,
story, we don't need story.
But this is why Yakuza does so well, because as batshit crazy as these games always are, mm-hmm, the underlying main story is usually,
yes,
really good.
Well, I can't judge that, but it certainly is what the audience wants. It gives the audience,
yeah,
what they want in terms of story. So I'm not going to pretend like soap operas have good stories in them, but they are successful because they give the audience what they want. And I think that a lot of AAA developers don't know how to give the audience what they want, because what they have been giving them that they think they want is more, 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 more. And that can only last for so long before that bubble.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I do think, you know, as sad as it is, all these people getting made redundant, I think this is a fault of these greedy, overbloated companies that run
Preach.
These game developers.
Preach.
And I don't
okay.
think there's any avoiding what they've done, but fucking hell, it is very, very sad. It's very
yep.
sad.
Agreed. Okay, do we have any other
solved.
Emails?
Problem solved.
No, there isn't, but we have got
okay.
some speak pipes, which
we
I've sent along.
We do have some speak pipes.
Speak pipe!
Speak pipe! Speak pipe! It's the way to leave a message.
No,
speak pipes from a bunch of people. Oh, wait, no, two people.
No,
one of whom sent
two
seven.
People.
And one of whom
yeah.
sent one. So this first speak pipe is from someone who goes by the name Witness the
Witness
Fitness.
The Fitness.
So thank you, Witness the Fitness, a.k.a. St. Diesel. I guess his name is St. Diesel / Witness the Fitness. So let's see what he
Indeed.
Has to say this week.
Oh. Hey there, gamers. It's St. Diesel back again.
Good old Roots Maneuver.
I'm recording this speed pipe on the 29th of February, 2024. And the reason? Well, tomorrow, 1st of March, I'm starting a new health regime, starting with
Ooh.
My diet, which isn't that great, I'll admit. I'm going to try and cut down on some of the more unhealthy foods that I eat at the moment, make more healthy meals, take a bit more exercise, cut down on the calories, that sort of thing. And the reason? Well, there's never a bad time, I don't think, to start getting healthier. But the main reason is that I've been invited to a wedding on the 21st of September. My niece is getting married then, and I thought I'd give myself a full 6 months to try and get a bit healthier. I've heard a phrase online recently a couple of times, health is wealth, and I don't think you can argue
yeah.
with that.
Nope.
So I'm just going to try and get a bit wealthier as far as my health is concerned. But I've got a question for yourselves. How are you doing with your physical health? I think since the COVID pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about mental health, and that's all well and good, but sometimes I think the physical side gets a bit overlooked these days. So do you have any food diets you're following at the moment, or do you just try and eat a bit healthier or follow a healthy food regime? Do you do any exercises, that sort of thing? And I'll just leave it at that until next time.
Eat yourself better!
All right, St. Diesel, did you not hear the first half hour of this
yeah,
episode? For
you
God's
did.
Sake, you can't want
I was,
more.
I was thinking about trying skipping.
Yeah, skipping.
You mean
no,
like
no,
skipping down the road?
I will,
Listen to what I just said. You just said the skipping. I was thinking about skipping.
I know.
You're talking about like skipping down the road, Chinny.
No, like no, what skipping, boxers skipping. Do, you know, skipping.
Oh, it's good. Like skipping it's brilliant cardio. It's really good cardio. Oh, okay.
Well, skipping. The reason I was thinking about trying
it's a killer. It's a killer, Chinny.
I know, but I'm just like, I was like, I'd love to get good at that.
Yeah. Oh, well,
so because that's a step, isn't it? It's like if you want to try something, the best way to do exercise is to do something that you actually want.
Well, you can get. Can I just say you can get skipping ropes with counters on, so you can count how many times.
Okay,
you've
that's
gone
technology
around.
Gone berserk. There is no reason for that shit. Just no, count yourself. Can. What's wrong with going 1, 2, 3?
What was he gonna say, Duke?
Yeah, there's something. A comedian named Shang Wang who's like, a lot of people are talking about the benefits of running. I like to skip when I travel because that's a fun way to travel and people might make fun of you, but you get there faster. So anyway, go ahead, Stu.
There you go. Right, I'm just going to let you in on what I've done, obviously, since I had the
Are we really talking more about this?
Yeah, only a little bit, only a little bit.
What else are we going to talk about?
I have to cut my discussion of Delivery Inc. short.
Yes,
but we're going to spend another 20 minutes.
This is important. This is important.
This is about health.
My opinions about a video game is not important. This
not
is
important.
Important
stuff. This is health.
I've had to change my entire lifestyle.
Apparently,
due to my condition.
How much cocaine do you do now?
I don't do any cocaine.
All of it.
I've had to cut out alcohol completely, so I haven't had any alcohol for over 18 months.
What kind of loser
now,
doesn't drink alcohol?
I know. No alcohol for 18 months.
By the way, I had sake for the first time last night. So.
I eat 4 pieces of fruit every day now.
Oh,
4 pieces of fruit.
What have you had today? What kind of fruit?
So this morning, so for breakfast, I have fresh pineapple with yogurt to have with my pills.
Yogurt's not a fruit.
No, but the pineapple is.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a load of fresh pineapple with that. Then at lunchtime I have an apple, a pear, and a satsuma. So I have all of those at lunchtime.
Okay.
And then for tea tonight I've had carrots and broccoli. So I've had vegetables
Jesus
at tea.
Christ.
So damn. I try and hit at least 7 a day now. So I'm trying to eat 7.
You're only supposed to do 5. That's 2 over 5.
No, 5 a day.
You got to be too healthy.
But Chinny, have you not heard? You're meant to have 7 a day now. They're saying 7 is the healthy regime.
Well, who said that?
It's just the recommendation now.
Dave?
I don't know. I also...
Steve?
I've tried to cut out a lot of the carbs that I have, so I don't have as many potatoes, rice,
carbs.
Pasta.
Carbs is the killer, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
Tough to cut.
And then the other thing I've done is cut down on salt massively because I'm not allowed too much salt. So I have to be really careful of how much salt I have. So
that's you as well, Duke, isn't it? You have to cut
everything that has salt in it. It's a fucking nightmare. The amount of salt in stuff is just ridiculous.
Great, though, isn't it?
The amount of salt. So I have to cut down on that. Saturated fat. We've always done more in Mediterranean, so I've always had olive oil and stuff like that. So I've never had unhealthy oils.
It's easy for you, though, Shu. You're a chef. You can just whip it up.
Well, I guess. But the biggest thing is you've just got to make a concerted effort and change your lifestyle. That's the best advice I can give. And you've
make
got
a concerted
to
effort and change everything you ever thought was possible.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've had to do. I've had to change everything because of my condition. And look at my test results at the doctors. They were all perfect. Just saying.
Oh, you never talk about that, really?
Just perfect.
Did you mention that?
But, you know, I think part of that's down to all the lifestyle changes I've made.
I just Googled perfect specimen and your face came up.
Did it? I'm not shocked.
I don't know why. Wow.
But I could still do to lose more weight. I lost about 3.5 stones after I was diagnosed.
Why don't you shave your hair? You should lose. That's half a stone.
I could probably. I need to lose probably about another stone, ideally. Yeah. I have put about 5 or 6 pounds back on.
How are you putting on weight if you're eating just like fucking fruit?
Because I still eat shit sometimes, you know, because you still got to have some shit sometimes.
What was the last shit thing you
had? I had a burger, cheeseburger and chips on Friday.
Oh, that's good.
But it was a skinny burger, so I didn't have a full
fat. I feel like you can't completely stop the shit. Like,
but here's the thing, Chinny, right? This is how ridiculous it is. Like, a skinny burger, still a quarter pounder, but less fat and all that, is about 120 calories less than a normal quarter pounder.
It's not even worth it.
It's not a low
bar. It's totally worth it.
Just fucking have the normal one.
And then we have 50%
just have something
less
other
fat
than
cheese.
A burger. I mean, you are having a lot of things other than burgers, so, you know. Kudos on your... I have a hard time with diet, to be honest, because I have always, well, ever since delicious. I became a vegetarian, well, unhealthy food is delicious. And when I became a vegetarian, I was like, all right, I'm cutting down. A lot of the most unhealthy stuff people eat is in meat. And so when I cut out, you know, pork ribs and cheeseburgers and hot dogs, I cut out a lot of unhealthy stuff. However, I compensated over the years for that with cheese and mayonnaise and ice cream and chocolate and the rest of it. So now I'm having the reckoning where it's like, okay, I'm having my doctor's like, look, it's catching up with you. You're going to have to cut some of that stuff out.
The other issue is a lot of vegetarian food is really high in fat and it's really high in salt.
Sure, right. And so that it becomes, I mean, I never looked at it as like, I'm healthy because I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm, as Calvin once said, when his mom, and Calvin and Hobbes, his mom gave him a vegetarian meal. He's like, I'm not a vegetarian, like a lot I'm of, a dessertarian.
A lot of so dinners me, I make vegetable curries, vegetable chilies and stuff like that with just a bit of rice in and stuff for lunches.
Yes, well, we all know you're perfect, so yeah.
But I am perfect, like as a result of it, my health has improved dramatically. Well, you know
sure
what I mean?
Has.
So
yes.
So
okay, anything else we want to say about our regimens?
I'm
going to
try skipping.
Exercise? Okay, Chinny's going to try skipping. I have a stationary bike. Which it's been too cold here to ride my real bike, but I do like riding my bike. So that's
which is ironic because I'm sure a lot of people are going to skip this section of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you did there. That's coincidence.
And that's the biggest issue with what I've got is I can't do vigorous exercise. That's not allowed.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
can
so
you
that's
do moderate
the
exercise,
issue.
Or do you have to do?
Yeah, I can do walking and things like that, but obviously,
gentle swimming.
Gentle swimming would be fine. Riding my bike's fine again, as long as I'm not going up really steep hills.
What about throwing balls at children in a park?
That would be fun, but possibly not good exercise.
What about lobbing banana skins at people's houses?
Balls. So that's my biggest issue now. I can't burn it off as easily because I can't do anything vigorous.
What about waterboarding other people? That's gentle.
Yeah, that would be fun again, but probably not good exercise.
Yeah.
I think it would be, you know, there'd be some...
Depending on how much they struggle, it could be good exercise.
You'd have to hold them down. Yeah. That's a bit of exercise.
Stay down. Yeah.
So that's the trouble.
So we're ready for the next speak pipe then.
We are.
Yeah, go on, go.
Okay, this is from Jacinta. Ah, yeah. Here we go.
Her name is Jacinta.
And it's 56 seconds.
Sean in the chat says, eat whatever you want. The exercise is the key thing to burn it off. Eating's only half the job.
But it's a problem when you can't do the exercise.
All right, okay.
And everybody is different, so there's no one answer to how to be healthy because every person has different things going on in their bodies. All right, so here's the email from Jacinta, or the speak pipe from Jacinta.
I'm very happy right now.
Yay.
I've just had to pull over. I'm getting my kid from childcare, but I'm waiting outside in my car because I have to record this. It's very urgent. Stu, killing me.
What have I done now?
Deadlock. I hate to admit it, but we have very similar tastes in television shows.
Oh, Deadlock's amazing.
Let me know if you want to talk and I can pause it.
Shut up, sorry.
Let it play and then you can talk afterwards. She said it's amazing.
Blessed by watching that show. I hate that you forgot to mention that there's a lot of lesbians in that show.
Jacinta, let it go. Come on.
Every week we try and get over this.
Right. Well, just accept. I think it's amazing. Kind of do that.
Yeah, go.
I'm gonna erase them, man. Anyways, the other thing that I wanted to comment on was the fact that that show, Deadlock, is set in a place in Australia called Tasmania. And Amanda.
That's where Hannah Gadsby's from. We're reading her book right now.
You pause that for that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing to pause for because Hannah Gadsby is also a lesbian. So there you go.
Palmer, singer, songwriter from America. When she was out here, she wrote a song called Map of Tasmania, which is all about how women shouldn't shave their areas. Because in Australia, it's like a, you know, fuck, what do you call them?
Taboo?
Metaphor.
Razor?
I'm so tired. Map of Tasmania is like a... Yeah, you get me. Oops. So, lol, Tasmania. Lesbians. Bye.
Okay. I think we have the title for our show. Lol, Tasmania, Lesbians.
There you go.
Okay. She sent another speak pipe. Jacinta or Amanda Palmer. I don't know. Is that her real name? I thought her real name was Jacinta.
Don't know.
Now, here's the thing. Do you know how many? This is SpeakPipe keeps track of how many we've gotten, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Which number, SpeakPipe, do you think this is?
100.
No, nope, I think it's about 384.
More than that.
500.
1,000.
More than 500, less than 1,000.
Really? I didn't think we'd have that many. 760.
Less than 700.
666.
Satan. Nice. So, nice orbital reference.
Yeah, I had to cue that one up special for you, Stu. Yeah. I love you, baby. All right. So thank you, Jacinta, for sending in this Satanistic speak pipe. Not that you realized it was Satanistic, but it happened to be the mark of the beast on your speak pipe. So let's hear this evil speak pipe.
So this is a song that I just recently released on an album I put out of songs that I wrote and recorded in Australia and New Zealand.
I'm assuming this is the song about not
shaving.
Yeah,
you might need to
bits.
Silence it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Should we bother. Silence
I will,
it?
Jimmy? I will, yeah. Okay. No, keep playing. Keep playing.
All you need to... This song requires some audience participation, but all you need to understand the song, which isn't all that complicated, is... there's an expression in Australia.
Yay, expressions!
And I don't know if it's an expression so much as a euphemism, so much as just a thing that gets hurled out of moving cars with idiot men, where they shout out, they roll down their car windows and they shout, "Show us your map of Tasmania!" Which
I think that was, "Show us your map of Tasmania."
If you know what Tasmania is shaped like, it's kind of like an upside-down triangle, which is kind of like what a woman's patch of pubic hair would look like if it weren't shaved. The end.
That's it. So I guess she's not playing the actual song, so you don't need to pause anything, Chinny.
Okay.
We managed to make it out okay.
Although
I mean, I've just Googled Tasmania just to see the shape of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look like an upside-down triangle, but... I mean, they must be bored in Australia to sort of like, you know what I mean?
Well, of course they're bored in Australia. First of all, they've been sent away from their homeland because they're all criminals. And like, what is there to do? They destroyed the indigenous population and they're hanging out with kangaroos.
Cornwall kind of looks like a dick, but we don't.
So what's the third...
Oh yeah, the third speak pipe.
There is another speak pipe.
There was a RoboCop meme I found recently where it said the guy, it was Clarence Boddicker, because it was Women's History Month, and so I said Happy Women's History Month to the Duchess, and she said Bitches leave, which of course is the line from RoboCop, right, when he walks in the room, and so I said Bitches leave, their mark on the world. So that was my. Women's History Month celebration for Clarence Boddicker there. Anyway, so I posted on the RoboCop subreddit, and they had a subreddit where the guy goes, there's a screenshot of Clarence Boddicker going, "I work for Dick Jones!" And then someone had put Butthead's face on RoboCop's setup. So he goes, "It's I work for Dick Jones!" And then it goes,
"Oh, no."
Dick Jones. So anyway, that was my, I don't know how I got on that topic. All right, so there's one more speak pipe from Jacinta.
Will this episode ever end?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We're just going to keep going forever. It's the show that never ends.
Her name is Jacinta.
All right, here comes the third one here.
And now for some of the song.
Oh, now you should get ready to
All right,
there,
I'll get ready.
Okay, everybody ready?
Here we're ready.
On the radio, they don't show the tits on the video. They don't know that we are the media. They don't know that we start the mania. Yeah, yeah, I still want to see what I'm making you. I stop at feet and I'm taking you. Walking down the street, I'm the lady of showing off my mop of Tasmania. Oh, oh, my God. Showing off my mop of Tasmania. Oh, oh, my God. Showing off my mop of Tasmania. Oh, soft and sweet and shaped like a triangle. Some want no shape and they shave it all. That's so whack, it hurts with this rubble. Walking around, it look like an 8-year-old. I say, girl, that shit like a jungle. Give him something strong to hold on to. Let it fly in the open wind. If you get too bushy, you can trim. They don't play the song on the radio. They don't show the tits on the video. They don't know that we are the media. They don't know that we stop the mania. I still don't want to see what I'm making you. I stop it, see, and I'm taking you. Walking down the street, I'm the lady of showing off my love of Tasmania. Oh, oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, that's Jacinta.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, by the way, Deadlock is... We finished Deadlock. It's very good.
Okay.
Tasmania is so far away.
Yeah, it is. Another good Australian comedy is called Colin from Accounts, if you've not seen that, which is also very good.
Okay. Mm. I liked Romper Stomper. That was a pretty funny movie from Tasmania.
Oh, yeah, these are all television shows.
Yeah, well, yeah. I thought we were talking about comedies, so I thought I'd include something comedic from...
I watch American history.
I don't think Romper Stomper was a comedy, by the way.
Right, that's the joke, Frank.
We're doing jokes here, Stu. We're doing jokes.
Yeah. Right,
you didn't go in the bathroom when the nurse said take it into the bathroom? Yeah.
By the way, let's do some shout-outs. Get the hell out of here.
It's time for a shout-out. Hey!
Jesus Christ, I'm never getting to bed this evening.
Not if you keep talking about your health problems.
No, bloody not. Bloody not. I'd like to shout out Jacinta because she's got great taste in comedies. Just saying.
Yay,
it's
a very Jacinta.
Funny show. I'm also
going to
shout
out
Ginny and Opie's bloatedness belly gets better. There you go. There you go. That's me done.
All right. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to SLH for that article on Discord that she posted. I thought that was very interesting. And shout out to SLH for keeping the Discord going. I'm going to try to be in the Discord a little more. I think Threads is dead. Like, nothing's happening on Threads. I quit Twitter. Fuck Elon Musk. I don't want to give him my eyeballs. So I'm kind of hunting for a social media. Like, at this point, when I have 2 minutes to look at social media, like, I tend to go to Reddit. And Reddit
TikTok.
Is sometimes TikTok. Stagnant. I don't
well,
care
so what you're saying
TikTok.
Is you don't bother with our own social media. That she
well, that's the thing is that, like, course. I should go more into the Discord. So, we'll see. I don't really have Discord on my phone, so maybe I should put it on there.
Well, bloody get it on there, then.
Yeah, get it on there, you lazy bastard. What's the matter with you?
But I will also, speaking of the Discord, I will give a shout out to Mint Safe on the Discord for suggesting that we make a Veteran Gamers UK playlist. So I have started that process. If anybody has any suggestions for songs that ought to be on it, don't yell them at me right now.
Oh, I see.
Just put them in the Discord. If they have to be on Spotify, because it's going to be on Spotify, yep. So, Tainted Brain said, put the song from the end of the show on. I was like, that's not on Spotify. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah. But we could do a YouTube playlist, I guess. It's probably on YouTube, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely on YouTube.
So that's another option. But for now, we'll do a Spotify one. And so if anybody has suggestions, let me know.
Sure.
I've got some songs on it.
I've got one.
Don't shout it out now. Put it in the Discord.
Oh, all right, then.
Put it in the Discord.
Go ahead, Chinny. You do your shout-outs.
I will shout out Armar, who's been texting me during the show saying, oh, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I've also had to quit bread. So thanks to Armar.
Hello, Armar. He liked my Dick Jones jokes because we love RoboCop.
Shout out to the state of Tasmania. I'm looking at a McDonald's in Hobart. Good for them. They've got a McDonald's there. But I went on Google Street View and there's no Tasmanian devils to be seen at all. Just a McDonald's.
Oh,
so, yeah. I didn't realize Tasmania was so fucking far. Shout out to the chat. We got Sean Teal. It's morning there. Time for him. PG Tips. Pillow Soft. Ticket Dark. James Alderman. James Bevan. Yeah. Brandon the Bum 420. What? Fraser Moo. And Ian. Just Ian.
Yay.
Just Ian.
We love you all.
Thanks for joining us tonight. The show is available on the things and the stuff. We have a Patreon, but don't do that because it's money and no one's got any money. So, and the people
do that.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net.
Yeah, go check out VGHub.net.
No, we appreciate the people that do pay the money on the Patreon, t-shirts and stuff, and whatever. Thanks, everyone. We love you. Thanks.
We're done.
Thanks for listening and watching.
Good night, everybody.
All right, show's
goodbye.
Over.
Good night,
no
good
refunds.
Day,
you
morning.
Heard your robot. Get out.
Goodbye.
Sit down.
So when Tainted Brain suggested that that be on the playlist, I was like, oh, let me go see if I can find it. And I couldn't. So then I had to like track down who made it and, you know, what's it technically called and stuff. And I found that version of it. I'm like, I like that version better than the version we've been using.
We might get striked on that one, though.
We might get striked.
Yeah.
Because
that's the actual one that was on the show. So
well,
the one that we use is a lot more obscure.
Oh, I see. So we're not going to get a strike for that. Okay, well, then I won't replace this one that we have. Should I redo it with the one that we've been using?
No, no. Look, we've been using that one since the show began.
No, I know. I'm saying, should I play it now? I mean,
no.
Too late. I'm playing it.
Oh, my God.
All right, people. We all got to get up early.
Yeah, there you go. I've got to go.
It's not late here.
G to G.
Yeah.
I really am going.
Have a good week, y'all.
I wasn't actually meant to be working tomorrow, but now I am because somebody's off sick. Because
you're perfect and you're always there.
Yeah, which is good because you're not sick.
I'm not sick at the moment, no.
In fact, you're perfectly healthy.
I am perfectly healthy. I am. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's necessarily true.
I read in the paper that you're never going to die.
Well, certainly not from a heart attack. I wish that's a bit near the knuckle, Duke, can I just say.
I was just making a joke reference to
you'll be really sorry if I have a sudden
cardiac arrest. Of course I will.
Now, won't you?
That's the point of gallows humor.
And you'll be guilty. Guilty as
I'm already guilty.
Well, not if they'd be guilty because he didn't do it.
I'm a Jew. We're always guilty. That's all we are.
Yeah, you jinx me. Yeah. Right, touching wood because I definitely don't want that to happen.
Well, nobody does. Of course not. We want you to be healthy and live a long, long time.
Yeah, so do I. Right, I will leave you guys to it. Speak to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for tonight. Have a good week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, that's enough. No more talking.